This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful fall weekend it is around here, we hope it is fun and seasonal and maybe not too cold. Maybe it's just right time to get out and take on some projects around your house, pick up a paintbrush, fix a busted board, step up the trim. Maybe you're thinking about some new windows. Maybe you're getting ready to update your kitchen. Don't want to spend a lot of money. You can paint it. You can change the floor. You can get a new countertop. There's a lot of ways to do that, save some money. Whatever is on that big to-do list that we all have, and in particular yours, we would love to help you get it done. You can get in touch with us a couple of different ways. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, in a strong home seller's market, offering your home as is a really popular way to avoid demands by buyers for repairs or upgrades that could take away from the selling price of the house. But surprisingly, it turns out that the strategy doesn't always deliver the intended result, and it can even hurt your chances of getting the best price for your home. We will explain why just ahead.
And also coming up, whether your furniture is heirloom or IKEA, it's likely to take a few hits from time to time, especially if you've got those munchkins running around your house. Those kids love to wreck your furniture, but, you know, you're going to end up with water rings and dings and dents and scratches. It's bound to happen, you guys. But the best news is they're easy to fix. We're going to tell you how in today's smart spending tip.
And are you looking to hire a contractor, but you're afraid you'll get a bad apple? Well, it is possible to weed out the unqualified or unreliable general contractors by asking the right questions. We've got a checklist to help you out.
All right, but first, let us help you create your best home ever. What projects are you guys working on? It's getting into the wintry fall, cozy time. So let's help get your inside of your home in tip-top shape and the outside as well, so you'll be ready for the winter. Give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Tulsa, where Casey's on the line with a decking question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hey, guys. So I'm in the process of tearing out the top boards on my deck. It's a somewhat new deck, but you can tell that it wasn't treated properly on the top board, so there's some rotting going on.
Okay.
The joists underneath look pretty good. So I've successfully torn them out and replaced them with new top boards. What I want to know is, what does the process look like for sealing that properly to make sure the boards don't rot out like they did last time?
So is the deck made of pressure-treated lumber, Casey?
Yes.
The floor joists, are they pressure-treated?
Yes.
All right, so with pressure treatment, you don't have to worry about decay. Decay should not happen with pressure-treated lumber for a long, long time. What you do have to be concerned about is just the cracking or checking, as we call it when it comes to wood, that happens from exposure to the sun. The UV radiation causes the wood to shrink and crack. So generally, when you're finishing a deck, that's the reason you're finishing it, is to give it some protection against the sun. So now that you have taken off the damaged boards, you've got new decking on there, you might at this point, since we're in fall, want to wait a little bit of time. I would say this would be a great spring, early summer project, because you don't really have to do anything to that for, you know, a good part of the first year. But since we're going into the fall now, I'd make this maybe a spring, summer project to do. You want to make sure you find a period of time when the deck is really dry. A couple of days of sun would be great. And then you're going to use a good quality stain on that, an exterior stain. You have some options on how dense that stain is. It comes transparent, semi-transparent, and then solid color. Now, we always recommend solid color, and the reason is because it gives the deck the most protection, yet you can still see the grain through it. Most popular is semi-transparent, but it won't last nearly as long. When you apply it, you can apply it with a roller, you can apply it with a spray. It's a little bit tricky to get into the nooks and crannies when it comes with a deck, so I kind of like a spray application, and you could rent a sprayer. You could buy a sprayer. They're not very expensive. They're made by a lot of great companies. Wagner makes one just for homeowners. And I tell you, my buddy did his deck and a gazebo with a sprayer, and he was using paint, not even stain, because he just wanted to paint it. And the whole project took him like a day because it was just so efficient to apply the product that way. So that's what you're up against. Just wait to spring, early summer, to stain it, and you should get maybe 4, 5, 6 years out of it that way.
Great. Thank you so much. I love the show and appreciate the help.
You got it. Good luck with that project, Casey.
Nancy in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about asbestos. How can we help you today?
I live in a home that was built in the mid-1950s. And on the ceiling, there are one-by-one square ceiling tiles. And I would like to take those off and just have a smooth ceiling put up. But I see on all these home improvement shows where they get into pulling things out of older houses, and some of the things have asbestos in them. And I'm wondering how you tell that.
Asbestos can't be visually identified. It has to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And what you could potentially do is take a sample of one of those ceiling tiles and send it to an asbestos testing lab and have it identified.
How do you find an asbestos testing lab?
You can buy kits at any sort of major home center. I know Home Depot carries one. I think one of the main brands that you can find in stores is ProLab. And then you send a piece of whatever you're concerned about to this company, and they run a test and get it back to you with whatever their findings are. Now, the issue with asbestos is that it's so lightweight that if it becomes, you know, particulate, if it breaks up and gets into the air, I mean, it takes almost a full day for it ever to reach to the ground. So that's why there is such a concern when there is asbestos present. But most likely your ceiling tiles are hopefully fine.
Yeah, they're probably just a fiber tile, which we saw, you know, millions of these used in the 50s. But if you're concerned, that would be the way to do it, to send a sample to an asbestos testing lab. You can use one that's available in retail, or if you just Google asbestos testing lab, you'll find these all over the country. Find a good one, you know, slip a piece in a plastic bag, send it off, and they'll read it for you.
Okay, great. I didn't know they existed.
All right, Nancy, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, selling a home as is means what the buyer sees, the buyer gets. But while this kind of hardball offer is popular in a seller's market, those who take this route usually lose money in the long run. We'll explain why when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can get expert help for the care and feeding of your home right here. We help you create your best home ever.
Hey, guys, you can listen to The Money Pit when you want if you follow The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ed and I was on the line with a heating and cooling question. What can we help you with today?
I've got a home. It's a ranch style on the basement, about 3,000 square feet, and probably half of the upstairs, the living room and the kitchen and dining room, is cathedral ceiling. That part of the house seems to stay about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. I've had the AC checked, and they say the size is adequate. But I was wondering, is it insulation problem, and is there a way to correct that?
Well, it's basically heat loss. And, yes, whenever you have a cathedral ceiling, you can't get as much insulation in that ceiling structure. And because heat rises and you've got that ceiling up there, you're going to have a warmer second floor. So how do you combat that? Well, there's a couple of things. One of which is, do you have ceiling fans up there?
Yes.
Right, and the ceiling fans are not helping. Are they pushing that warm air down so that it can be cooled in the summer?
It helps, but it's not enough.
One of the things you might want to do is considering supplementing that second floor with a split ductless system or a mini split ductless. It's usually easier
to do that than to overrun the main air conditioner to get the second floor cooler. And in the long run, you'll use less energy that way. Sometimes in depending on the home design, you're going to get a warm area of the house that just can't get enough air delivered to it because of its design. You know, in my home, I've got an office on the west side of the house, and it just happens to be pretty far from where the air handler is, and so it always stays a bit warmer, and I put a split ductless system in there just to kind of supplement the central air. We still have central air in the same space, but the split ductless supplements it quite nicely and does a really good job of keeping it very cool and comfortable in those warmest summer days. So I would suggest you consider that as an option here.
Okay. Now, would it help to put a power vent in the seat and the roof?
No, because you don't have an attic. You have an attic. You have a cathedral, so there's no attic space there. Plus, those attic exhaust fans typically take as much air-conditioned air out of the house as they do hot air because they depressurize the attic so much that they tend to draw it down into the house and steal some air-conditioned air at the same time.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right, Ed?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Janice in Kansas on the line who's got a question about grout. What can we do for you today?
I had installed a porcelain tile. It's a heavy-duty tile. So I used epoxy grout on the floor and all throughout the shower, the floors, the ceiling, the walls. And what I'm wondering is, do I need to seal it? If I need to seal it, what kind of sealer should I use on an epoxy grout?
I don't think you need to seal epoxy grout because the epoxy is going to prevent things from soaking into it. It's really the sand grouts that we want to seal.
Well, I've already noticed some discoloration in it. It was white grout, and it's already sort of a brownish tint.
Oh, is that right? That's probably water stains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mineral salts that dry out. So try to wipe it down with a white vinegar solution, white vinegar and water. That might clear it up.
Was that a good choice to use epoxy, do you think? Or?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely. For a bathroom, perfect location for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good day now.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, selling a home as is, it means what the buyer sees, the buyer gets. Now, the seller's not going to make any repairs or updates to the property in order to close that deal. So while on the surface this option appears cheaper, those who take this route usually lose some money in the long run. And here's why.
Yeah, the sales price, first of all, will generally be lower. If you're looking to make a significant or even just a little return on investment from your sale, then you're not doing yourself any favors when you try to sell as is, because both minor and major home improvements are going to hold the potential to generate more than 100% return on investment on the cost of those upgrades. But outdated homes usually sell for less than the market value.
Now, if your home is in extreme disrepair, buyers are going to have a harder time getting approved by their lender for a traditional mortgage. And that's going to limit your pool of eligible buyers, and it could cause the sales process to take a lot longer. Plus, last year, nearly 40% of buyers who purchased a new home were looking to avoid renovations and structural repairs. So basically, buyers are looking for a property that's move-in ready, and you're going to have a harder time attracting prospects if your property needs some work.
And also, you'll actually get fewer offers. The current seller's market has sparked bidding wars on houses nationwide. But by not making those necessary repairs and updates, the seller is likely to receive fewer offers on the listing. I mean, why should a buyer purchase an outdated property when they can purchase a newer one for a few thousand dollars more? And I think one of the worst signals this sends is mistrust. Buyers are going to think you are hiding something. If you put your house on the market as is, buyers think you are up to no good. I can tell you, I was a home inspector for over 20 years, and I heard that over and over again from my clients. You know, it's as is. I wonder what they're hiding. So just think about this, because you may not be doing the right thing by trying to sell your home as is. You might be better off fixing up the things that need to be fixed up and putting it on the market and then take it from there.
John in Connecticut's on the line and has a question about flooring. What are you working on?
Well, I have a house that has concrete floor. It has no basement, and it's on a concrete floor, and I'm wondering what type of flooring I should put on it.
So you have a lot of options. One thing that I would try to avoid would be carpet, because carpet on concrete tends to potentially cause an unsafe situation, because you can get a lot of dust that can grow mold in a space like that. You can get a lot of allergens that will trap in a space like that. So I would look at hard surface flooring and use throw rugs if you wanted to have something soft underfoot. If you want an inexpensive option, you could use laminate flooring. Laminate flooring is very durable, very attractive today. It can look like hardwood flooring. It can can look like stone, it can look like tile. They've got the technology down to the point where they can sort of print into the laminate pieces itself the impressions of the stone, the impressions of the grain. So I think it's a very attractive option for concrete slabs. Another one is engineered lumber, right, Leslie?
Now, a great option is an engineered hardwood. Now, what's so great about that is the top layer is actually the hardwood. So if you've got that real natural look in mind, this is the way to get it. But what's underneath that top layer is sort of a compressed structure, almost like a plywood. And those are done at varying grains, you know, across from each other. That makes it structurally stable. So if you're in a moisture or high moisture environment, that's really going to be the best choice if you're looking for an actual hardwood.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds good. I'll look into that, and I appreciate the information.
Wendy in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have two drafty doors, and we opted to use the peel-and-stick foam insulator.
Okay.
And it didn't work that well, and it just created more of a gap, it seemed like. It just didn't work at all, and I'm just wondering what kind of solution can we use instead of the peel and stick filling stuff.
So when you say the peel and stick foam, you mean when the doors close, you get drafts that come through them and you use the peel and stick weather stripping?
Yes.
Do you want to operate these doors in the wintertime?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And what kind of doors are they? What are they made of? Are they metal doors or are they...
It's a metal door.
So it's an old metal sliding glass door.
No, it's a regular door. It's just, and it goes out to our patio, but it's not a wood door. It's made of metal.
Oh, it's a metal door. It's a regular metal door.
Yes.
Are the drafts coming in around the sides and top of the door, or are they coming under the door?
Under the door and on the sides, right where the door locks.
If the door is out of alignment, in other words, if you close the door and it doesn't evenly strike the jamb all the way around, it's going to be almost impossible to get a seal from that type of weather stripping. It's got to strike the weather stripping and then compress it a little bit to give you the seal. Now, I would take a look very carefully closing that door, like, you know, open and close it from the outside, bringing it to where it just starts to touch the jamb, and see if it strikes evenly all the way around. If it doesn't strike evenly, then you need to adjust the door, and that's usually done by moving the door jamb one way or the other to get it to basically hang better so that it will strike evenly. In terms of the door at the bottom, the door saddle might be replaceable, or in the alternative, you could do something that's probably even easier and less expensive, is you could put a door sweep on the bottom of the door. Now, a sweep attaches to the face of the door, and it basically goes right down to the floor. It looks kind of like broom-like. It has bristles that are really tight together, and that actually will help a lot of the breeze that's coming through and under the door.
Okay.
And then, of course, you could always go with a storm door, and that's another way to approach the whole thing. Okay?
That sounds perfect.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, whether your furniture is heirloom or IKEA, it's definitely going to take a few hits from time to time, especially if you've got those kids running around the house. They love to destroy all the furniture that you love so much. But I promise you, water rings, dings, dents, scratches, you're going to end up with them, but we can help you get rid of them. We're going to tell you how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is back by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I thought that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It up and stuff, because you know how the tarps let some water through, and boy, when those concrete bags get wet or get damp or humid, they start to solidify, and we just didn't need that.
Well, at least you got your workout in. Dave in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a multifamily unit that I own, and I'm having trouble with the floor. The floor is, it's a three-story building, the bottom floor being below ground level. Sort of like a garden apartment. The windows are at level. The second and third floor, the floor is cement poured over, I think it's plywood underneath it. But right inside the door, there's a large area that's completely shattered. And it dips down in sections maybe as much as an inch when you step on it. I'm just wondering how to repair this. Would I need to remove the whole floor?
What I think you're describing is the fire retardant that is used in multifamily construction. So to repair this, what you need to do is to remove that surface that looks like concrete. I don't believe it's actually concrete. I believe it's a product called Gypcrete, G-Y-P-C-R-E-T-E. It basically goes on as a liquid, and then it dries, and it looks like concrete, but it's really a fire retardant. So you would tear out the old material, you'd repair the floor, which is obviously water damage being near a door, and then you would restore it with new Gypcrete to fill that area in. And if you do it in that order, you won't disturb the fire retardancy of the floor construction, but you'll get the solidity back that you're losing because of the rot.
And the Gypcrete would be the same thickness, or, because it's almost 2 inches thick.
Yeah, you actually mix it up and you trowel it on.
Okay.
So you mix it to fit.
You say I'd have to repair the subfloor underneath it, so remove the plywood, go back to the joists, and lay new plywood. Okay.
Exactly. Yep. That would be a standard carpentry repair there, but you're adding new Gypcrete on top of it to restore the fire protection.
Okay. Excellent. That's what I'll have to do.
Well, unless you live in a museum, your furniture is likely to take a few hits from time to time, especially if you've got kids. But while the water rings and the dings and the dents and the scratches are bound to happen, there are a lot of ways to bring that furniture back to pristine or, you know, close to pristine condition.
We've got tips to help you do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. So let's talk about the most common issues and the fixes for those, starting with those white rings. If you get those on furniture, they're generally caused when water vapor penetrates into a finish. Now, you can get rid of them by wiping them gently with a cloth that is barely dampened with denatured alcohol. That's the key. The denatured alcohol does the trick. Now, what about those chips? Well, if you've got a clear finish, it's chipped, but the underlying color is intact, check this trick out. Fill the ding with a few drops of clear nail polish. After the polish dries, just sand it flush with some very fine sandpaper, like 600 grit. Works really, really well. And then you could use a little steel wool and paste wax on top of that to, you know, add some sheen if it's still not exactly where you want it. Or you can even use some auto polishing compound. That's got a very fine abrasive in it. And just put that on with a rag, rub it out, and you'll find that it blends in perfectly.
Yeah, now here's a trick for things that happen generally around my house with two very active boys. You end up with large scratches or worn edges. And here's the trick. Those felt tip touch-up markers that you see around the home improvement stores, those really do work well for these worn edges and any scratches. They're going to come in a variety of wood tones to match your furniture. I mean, the most common furniture stains. You're going to use it to color in those large scratches or the edges where that stain has worn away. And you only want to apply it to those damaged areas and then wipe immediately if you do get any on the neighboring finish. And then finally, you're going to apply a coat of paste wax over that repair, but also over the entire adjacent surface to help you get a nice even sheen. I mean, this is a great trick. We use it far too often here.
And all those materials can easily be found in the paint aisle of your local hardware store, except for the nail polish. Well, you guys know where to find it.
Well, that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com. Coming up, are you looking to hire a contractor, but you're afraid that you're going to end up with a bad apple? Now, you can weed out those contractors that you might feel are unqualified or unreliable if you ask the right questions. We're going to tell you what they are when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings.
Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Leah in Kansas on the line with a concrete question. Tell us what you were working on.
I'm in an old house that I got in a survivorship, and it's got an old, probably was built in the 60s. I'm in the prairie of Kansas. It has an entryway concrete porch. It just keeps cracking and cracking due to earthquakes. We had a pretty good one a week or so ago, and now it's really unlevel. Some of the cracks are small enough that I can fill and aren't unlevel, and I'm just wondering, because I don't know, I don't live near a Lowe's or a Home Depot or anything like that. That thing's like an hour and a half drive away. There's a local hardware store about 10 miles. Can you fill small cracks with quickcrete, or do you need concrete or stackcrete? I don't know what the differences are.
Okay, so first of all, the type of repair material you use is different than the type of material you would use if you were, say, pouring a new concrete slab. And you mentioned Quikrete. That's a great brand, and they have a wide variety of repair products. You have the option to repair the cracks. You could also resurface that concrete. There's a product for that. And in all cases, the difference between that type of a product, a repair product, and the original sort of concrete product is that the repair products are designed to adhere to the original concrete base. You know, if anything is loose, of course, you have to pop that out and restore it. But short of that, there are plenty of concrete repair products that are out there. And, you know, you're going to obviously have to get yourself to a hardware store or lumber yard to find it. You can do some research online at their website. But you want to make sure you choose a repair product because it is designed specifically to adhere to those surfaces.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right.
Well, sometimes the toughest part of a home improvement project is the very first part, which is hiring the right contractor, right, Les?
Yeah, you know, there are plenty of credible, qualified, and even reliable contractors out there, but we all hear a lot of those horror stories about the not-so-great ones, and that's why the best way to avoid these rotten apples is to get a detailed interview beforehand where you ask the right questions.
Absolutely. Now, it's important to define, first off, the parameters of your project. So you need to have a prospective contractor confirm the dates they can start and finish and the hours that they'll work. There's nothing more annoying than having them come in for an hour or two and then disappear for days on end, right? But if you really want to weed out the bad guys, go deeper. Find out how long they've been in business and who will be assigned as the project supervisor on the job and how you will get in touch with them when you have questions or concerns.
Yeah, and you got to also remember that accidents can happen, and they can happen on a job site. So you've got to find out whether workers are employees or subcontractors and if that company carries workers' compensation and liability insurance. Now, if your state requires that your contractor be licensed, you want to make sure that they also have a license. And if you don't know if your state falls into that category, you can call the state or local government and they'll tell you.
Yeah, one more thing on that insurance I just thought of. Make sure you request a copy of the certificate of insurance and ask to be added as an additional insured. There's no charge to the contractor for that, and their insurance agents do this all the time. This way you can be absolutely positive that the insurance is good and that you are protected. And finally, make sure the prospective contractor is the right one for your project by getting answers on how they approach a project like yours. You want to know how many similar projects they've completed in the past year and get a list of references for those projects and, just as important, for projects that they completed some years ago. This way you can see how their quality and their reputation has sort of stood up over time. If you do that, you're apt to find the best pro for the job.
Mike in North Dakota's on the line, has a drywall question. What can we do for you?
We're putting in drywall. Would you put in half-inch drywall if you're going to finish the garage? It's 2x6s with 16-inch centers.
Is the garage detached or an attached garage?
No, it's unattached.
So a couple of things. First of all, since it's – the reason I asked you if it was connected to the house, because if it was, the wall between the garage and the house has to have a certain fire rating to make it safe. If you want to, you know, do a little bit better of a job and you may be required to, I would put 5/8 inch thick fire-resistant drywall on those walls as opposed to standard half-inch. It's a little more expensive, but why not have a fireproof or certainly a more fireproof garage assembly? You also asked, I think it was our producer, whether or not the drywall has to be on the concrete, and the answer is no. You definitely don't want it to be in contact with the concrete because drywall is covered in paper. And if you have it in contact with concrete, it's going to get damp and wet and really messy. You want to make sure you keep it up at least an inch off of that floor.
Now, what do you when you finish it off? What would you put in there for the to cover that inch up? Just
if you really wanted to finish it nicely, yeah, you could put sort of a baseboard type of a piece down there. Like in my garage, I have a piece of 1x6 pressure treated along the floor, and that makes up sort of like a band board. That's sort of the baseboard molding all along, because you know we're always like sort of pushing stuff up against it and that kind of stuff. And I wanted something tough because I knew if we were pushing a hand cart up against the drywall, we'd end up with dents in it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, you're right there. That's what I did with my old one.
All right, good luck with that project, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing, plus you have the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, faux finishes were all the rage a few years ago, but now painting over them, that can be tricky. We're going to share some tips to make sure the paint sticks when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home.
Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? The Money Pit is where you can learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever. Give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Have a post here from Vanji who writes, I have a faux finish on a bathroom and bedroom wall which have a glaze on top. I want to repaint it. Do I need to do something special in order to paint over that glaze? Vanji, I'm going to say, were you on a while you were out at some point?
I know, right?
I'm so sorry to all the families we put faux finishes on all those walls, because I know, especially textural ones, oh my goodness, those are hard to cover.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's kind of like the vertical version of popcorn ceiling, right? It was good at the moment, and it was good at the time, but man, it's really hard to get rid of those. And so I think you have to, like, I don't know, Leslie, think about how much punishment you want to put yourself through. I mean, if you really want them to be super smooth again, then you've got to scrape them really smooth, or you've got to, frankly, put new drywall over it sometimes if it's just that bad. But the thing is, even if you get a lot of that off, you're going to have to prime it and repaint it. And no matter how good a job you do, it's just hard not to have sort of dings and uneven spaces underneath. So if you do that, make sure you paint it with a flat paint, the best flat paint you can buy, because otherwise when the light hits it, it will just reflect every imperfection in that wall. But most importantly is that primer coat, because we don't know what magic mix of materials was used to create that faux finish. We want to make sure you have good adhesion. So I would recommend that you use a type of primer called a high adhesion or high stickiness. The stickier the primer, the better. And there's one by Kills called Kills 3 that just came out that will work very well. So make sure you use the high adhesion primer and then put your top coat over that, and you shouldn't have any problems with painting over those old faux finishes.
All right. Good luck with that, Vanji. And again, I apologize to the many families out there. All right. Susan wrote in saying, I just had a new dishwasher installed 2 months ago. When I lean on the kitchen counter, it moves. Recently, I found a screw lying in the bottom of the dishwasher. What do I do with this?
You know, I like this question because we recently had a dishwasher fail. It was a GE. I'm not happy about it. It was only a little more than 3 years old. But I replaced it with a Bosch, which was rated tops by Consumer Reports. Now, when I went to do the installation, I got through everything except for the point where I had to attach the dishwasher to either the counter or sort of the sides of the cabinet. And I tell you, the instructions were really convoluted and just didn't do the job in explaining to me how I was supposed to use these clips. And it turned out there was a little slit in like the rubber gasket on the side where was space for you to basically drive the screw through and then put the screwdriver in it and make the attachment. But if I hadn't researched it and found a handy YouTube video, I would have like pondered that question for far longer than I should have. I'm telling you this, Susan, because basically you have two places you can attach this dishwasher. If you have a stone or a solid surface countertop, you can attach it to the underside of that countertop, and there should be a bracket coming off the dishwasher with a hole to do that. And if you don't, you can attach it to the cabinet to the left and the cabinet to the right. Again, there's a little tab bracket that comes off the body of the dishwasher, which should take one screw into the sides of the cabinet, and this will stop it from coming out when you open the door, because that's exactly what happens. You pop that door open, the whole thing tilts forward, so it has to be secured. It must have loosened up.
Yeah, Susan, it's super important also if you've got kids in the house, because I feel like they're always pulling on like the stove and the dishwasher, and you don't want it to tip out and hurt them. So definitely put those screws back in and enjoy that new dishwasher. Everybody loves a new dishwasher.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com during our favorite time of the year for home fix-ups. If you are fixing up your house this fall, if you're getting ready for the holidays, if you are sealing things up, if you are tightening things up for the winter, whatever projects on your to-do list, you can slide it to ours 24/7 by contacting us with those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them at MoneyPit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The organization backing those Haitian kidnapped missionaries asking for our prayers.
Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, whose 17 members were kidnapped in Haiti, asked supporters on Friday to pray and share stories with the victims' families of how their faith helped them through difficult times as efforts to recover them entered a sixth day. The group issued the statement a day after a video was released showing the leader of the 400 Mawozo gang threatening to kill those abducted if his demands are not met. Haitian officials have said the gang is seeking $1 million ransom per person. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden and Democratic leaders in Congress have edged close to a deal on their big package of social services and climate change strategies. They went past yesterday's informal deadline and hope to continue through the weekend in an effort to scale back the plan and figure out how to pay for it. It's going to be an overly wet weekend in Northern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Walbrun says a massive storm expected to bring a significant amount of rain through Monday.
And of our coastal hills and the west slope of the Sierra, we expect to see totals on the order of 10 inches of rain. And some of our wettest peaks could approach up to a foot of rain, which would be pretty excessive. Even the lower elevations, we're expecting several inches. So this is on the heels of essentially a two-year drought.
Commuters in the Washington, D.C. area will face longer waits for Metro trains through at least the end of the month, maybe even longer. More than half the fleet will remain out of service over safety issues after they found some they were abruptly pulled last week after a derailing revealed chronic problem with wheels and axles. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
U.S. military says it killed a senior al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike Friday in northwest Syria.
Abdul Hamad al-Matar was killed by a drone strike, which came 2 days after a U.S. military outpost in southern Syria was hit by a coordinated attack that included rockets and drones. U.S. officials said no American troops were injured or killed in that attack. Army Major John Rigsby says in a statement the killing of al-Matar will disrupt al-Qaeda's ability to further plot and carry out global attacks threatening U.S. citizens, our partners, and innocent civilians. I'm Julie Walker.
Italy's right-wing former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini went on trial today, charged with kidnapping for refusing him back in 2019 to allow a Spanish migrant rescue ship to dock in Sicily, thus keeping the people on board at sea for days. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. American Express saw its profits surge last quarter by 70%.
This as Americans pulled out their credit cards to start traveling, dining out, and entertaining as they had done before the pandemic. The New York-based company said it earned $1.83 billion last quarter, compared with a profit of $1.07 billion in the same period a year ago. During the pandemic, spending on its cards dropped sharply as consumers were unable to dine out, travel, or go see movies and shows. Patrick Foss reporting.
A 58-year-old Florida man finds himself in jail, accused of killing his neighbor all over a cat that wandered into his yard. The Marion County Sheriff's Office says the man went to the neighbor's home, threatening to shoot the cat for the offense. The neighbor asked the man not to do that. The suspect shot him. Now he's being held without bond on a second-degree murder charge. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so thrilled to be with you today on this beautiful fall weekend. We hope that you are getting stuff done around your house and enjoying the weather. Maybe if you're taking on a project or two and you need some help, well, that's where we come in. You can reach out to us by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll call you back the next time we are in the studio. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. These days, there is no shortage of noise about how to make your home energy efficient, right? I mean, every window or door or insulation advertisement you hear promises to help you cut heating costs, be more comfortable. But what if there was a way to build a home that was already efficient? Well, there is, and they're called Energy Star homes. We'll explain what that entails just ahead.
And also ahead, they call it fall for a reason. And if raking leaves is the last thing you want to do this weekend, we have got tips, techniques, and tools that make leaf collection easier.
And with the holiday season ahead, cooking up holiday memories usually means cooking up lots of food in your oven, which is why now is a great time to troubleshoot that appliance before the turkey's inside and the stomachs start to grumble. We'll tell you how to give your oven a quick checkup just ahead.
And the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way. Hopefully it's a lot of fun and a successful project.
So give us a call right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Texas has some concrete that's cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a curve out front of a 1955-year-old home,
okay.
And the curve is cracking in spots and going down like in a slant, and I didn't know what I need to do to repair that.
And this is your responsibility and not the township's?
Yes, I've called several times, and everyone says it's my responsibility to fix it. I just, you know, they say when you sell your home, the curb appeal, and I have
yeah.
my curb is messed up.
your curb appeal's got to start at the curb, and you keep calling, getting the same answer, so I guess you're kind of stuck with it.
Right.
Well, listen, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First of all, when you say it's like slanted and sloped, if it's settling, you know, then it's going to have to be torn out. If it's just cracked, there's a lot of ways to fix the cracks. Quikrete has a number of good products that are designed exactly for that. There is a crack seal. There's a crack repair product that's kind of like caulk. There's also a resurfacing product. So if it's spalled or deteriorated, you can resurface it, and it will stick to the old concrete and come out looking quite nice. So there certainly are products to make what you have look better and work better. But if the whole curb is structurally sinking because sometimes water gets under it and that kind of stuff, then that's the case where you'd have to tear it out and have a mason build you a new one.
Okay. But that Quikrete is pretty easy to do.
Absolutely, yes. Take a look at Quikrete.com. They've got lots of great videos there. They'll walk you through exactly what you need to do. Just search for crack repair. You'll see there's many options depending on the thickness of the crack and what you need to achieve, okay?
That is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jack from Michigan's on the line with some gurgling sounds coming from the toilet and the sink. What is going on?
We have a sub pump downstairs in the basement, and when we run the washing machine or when the water softener regenerates and runs the sub pump, I have a gurgling noise that comes up and comes up through the kitchen sink and then usually the bathroom, the upstairs bathroom toilet.
I bet you want to know what's causing that.
I would love to.
It's a lack of venting, a lack of proper venting. So when
okay.
the washer is discharging or the sump pump is discharging and all of that water is draining out of those pipes, it's basically causing a pressure that wants to pull the rest of the water out of the trap, which
okay.
is that there's a trap in the toilet, there's a trap in the kitchen sink. And as
yep.
it does that, that's when you get that kind of gulp, gulp, gulp sound because it's just gasping
yep.
for air as that happens. Now, if you drive down the average neighborhood and you see pipes that come up through the roof, plumbing pipes, those are vent pipes, and they
yes,
let air into
those.
The plumbing system. Okay, so you have one of those, but for some
yeah.
reason it's not hooked up correctly because
okay.
you're not getting enough air into the bathroom or the kitchen. Now,
okay.
let's leaving the bathroom aside from now. In terms of the kitchen, there is an under cabinet vent that you could put in that would supplement the house venting that will only let air in and not let sewage gas out. So there's
okay.
one possible repair there. For the bathroom, you know, you really need to figure out why it's not venting properly. It could be that vent is obstructed, and that has happened, and, you know, it could be something as simple as a nest that got in there, but for some reason, those vents are obstructed or they're not hooked up right, and that's why you're getting that plumbing system gasping for air.
So would I have to have maybe a plumber come over and drop maybe a camera down the vent tube?
Yeah, I mean, or just a bright,
it?
I mean, just a really bright flashlight, you know, like a mag light
okay.
or a stream light, and you could look right down there, and sometimes you can see the obstruction, but you got to kind of track it down, figure out what's going on.
I also have an issue that when we flush the toilet, it doesn't seem, I mean, the back of the tank, the bowl fills up with water, but there doesn't seem to be a good water level in, you know, in the toilet itself. Is that all part of the problem?
Potentially, yes. Potentially, it could be causing an issue as well.
Okay, so that could be related to the vent.
Yep, exactly. Yep, so, it's definitely a venting issue. You just got to get to the bottom of it, Jack.
Just got to determine where the problem is in the vent.
Get an address, get some more air in there. Yep.
And in one vent, one outside vent is usually enough if it's operating properly?
Yeah, one main vent is typically what you would have. I mean, how many bathrooms do you have in this house?
Just the one.
Yeah, well, that's all you're going to have is one vent, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that narrows it down then.
All right, well, good luck, Jack. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, making homes energy efficient seems to be something that most homeowners spend a long time and a lot of money making happen. Instead, what if you were able to buy a home that's already guaranteed to be more efficient than even building code requires? Well, Energy Star homes do just that. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions and you'll get expert help for the care and feeding of your home and be able to create your best home ever.
Hey guys, you can listen to The Money Pit when you want by following The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which really is just in time to get organized for your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow The Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Tony in Missouri's on the line, and he's got a question about getting some extra power, maybe a generator, maybe an extension cord through a window. Let's find out what's going on.
We live way out in the country, and my wife and I have purchased a 2,000-watt peak generator. And, of course, you don't want to run that in the house. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking about doing is running a male outside to female inside socket, if I can, through an outside wall so that we can then plug in a short extension cord and run, you know, small appliances, light bulbs, whatever, inside the house if we have a power outage this winter, which we are somewhat prone to do out here.
All right, well, you're on the right track, but this is not a DIY kind of hack-it-together thing. There actually is a product called a transfer switch that's designed for exactly this purpose. They have transfer switches that are designed for big generators, like 20,000 watts. Then they have ones that are designed for very small generators, like 2,000 watts, and it kind of works just like you said. There's an outlet that is inside the house. It could have a series of even a, maybe three or four different circuits that could be on this. Or it could just be, you know, an outlet that's there. And then there's a cord outside that would actually be plugged into the generator to bring that power in. You make a very good point by saying you can't run it inside the house. I want to expand upon that and say you can't even run it in the garage. I mean, anywhere aside from, you know, 10 feet or more away from your house, you shouldn't be using a generator space like that because those carbon monoxide fumes can definitely get back into the building. So I think you're on the right track, but what you want to do is go out and pick up a transfer switch. You can find them online. It's designed for a portable generator, and everything that you've envisioned will be there for you. You won't have to build it yourself. And it'll be a lot safer, too.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Well, Energy Star is something that you're probably used to hearing when you think about buying an appliance. It's all over. There's stickers, labels. You hear about it all the time. But did you know the same EPA program also applies for new homes? Now, to earn an Energy Star designation, a house has got to meet very strict program requirements for energy efficiency that have been developed by Energy Star's residential new construction program.
Now, to qualify for the Energy Star certification, homes must be at least 10% more efficient than homes that are built to code. But most Energy Star homes achieve a 20% improvement on average. And to get there, builders need to construct homes that really focus on four areas. The first one is a complete thermal enclosure system. Now, we're talking about comprehensive air sealing, properly installed insulation, high-performance windows, basically everything that keeps the weather out. If you do this, you're going to reduce maintenance costs and lower those monthly utility bills. And next, a high-efficiency complete heating and cooling system. High-efficiency systems that are engineered to deliver more comfort, better moisture control, improved air quality, and quieter operation. We put one of those high-efficiency systems in this year, and it's so fun now to open our gas bill. I never thought opening the gas bill would be fun. With my gas company, they show like two little pictures of a house, like an icon, and they have like, you know, average house and your house. And I'm always like the tiny little your house. Really small number compared to the average house. I'm like, yes.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. Next up, guys, an Energy Star home is going to require a complete water management system. Now, that's a comprehensive package of best building practices and materials that are going to protect your roofs, your walls, and foundations from water damage. Also, you want to think about installing energy-efficient lighting and appliances. Those will be installed throughout the house to help reduce your monthly utility bills and also provide high-quality performance. So it's totally like a full package.
Now, here's the best part of this, I think, and that is that to get the designation, the program requires a third-party verification by an energy rating company. And this is a company who just does the measurement, so they have nothing to do with the builder, completely separate. So it's not like the builder's saying, yeah, I did all that, you're good to go. No, the builder has to prove that he did all that, and you're good to go. So the energy raters will do an on-site diagnostic testing and inspection, and they'll document that the house is eligible to earn that Energy Star label. So really great program. If you're going to build a new house, definitely consider going with an Energy Star certification.
Heading over to Alabama, where we've got Linda on the line. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, we stained our porch with some, it was a dark stain. We had etched it before, and then we put a polyurethane on top. Now, part of this porch is not under cover, but the majority of it is. Well, the stuff is peeling off, looks terrible. So what we want to do is get this mess off and maybe use some cement paint, just paint it with cement paint.
So I've got some other suggestions for you that would be much more attractive than paint. There's a manufacturer that makes products for covering concrete that look like stone because they actually have stone built into them, and they're absolutely beautiful. They have a terrazzo version of it. They have a product called Roller Rock. They have a product called Spread Rock. I would take a look at Deich
daichcoatings.com. It's daichcoatings, daichcoatings.com. These products work really, really well. We're getting great feedback on them, especially this Terrazzo product, which is just gorgeous. You could apply this Terrazzo product literally in an afternoon and be ready to walk on it the next day. And it's going to look a heck of a lot better than paint, and it really stands up.
Okay. Now, what do you do to prepare for that?
There's going
to
be instructions with all of these products. But basically, you have to get off the loose paint that's there, whatever the material is you put before. You know, if it's binding, if it's stuck in there and not coming off, then it's fine. But if it's loose and flaky, all the loose stuff has to come off. And there's also some products that they offer that you can use to clean those surfaces and etch them surfaces before you actually apply the products. But follow the instructions. Again, go to daichcoatings.com. Check them out. We've worked with these guys for many years. They're really, really good at this stuff. And I think you'll be surprised with all the options you have.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Okay. Thank you.
Now we've got Holly in Ohio on the line who's got a question about a cracked floor. What's going on?
Yes. Our basement has some cracks in it. And when we get a heavy rain, the floor seems to change color. Now we have a dehumidifier down there, and if we leave it running, it'll go away, you know, eventually. But wondering, does that mean that there's moisture coming up from the ground? Is there any way we can stop that?
So if your floor is changing color, it's getting damp, and concrete is very hydroscopic, which means it absorbs moisture very, very easily. And the fact that this is happening, though, after heavy rains is good news, because that means it's an easy fix. The moisture, even though it may appear to be sort of coming up from the ground, as you say, is really not coming up as much as it is collecting at the foundation perimeter and then pressing down and under that slab and through the wall. So the solution here is to keep moisture away from the outside walls that make up the basement. And the way you do that is twofold. Number one, the easiest and clearly the most effective way to stop water infiltration is to make sure you have a properly installed gutter system. And that means the gutters have to be there, A, they have to be clean, B, and C, the downspouts must be extended at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house if you have a condition like this. Because most of the time when installers put in downspouts, they turn them out a few inches at the bottom, put in a concrete block, and call it a day. And all that water that shoots off the roof, and even if the gutters are clean, it's going to collect in that corner, and then it'll just soak in along the foundation. So you need to manage the exterior water and make sure it's moved away from your house. And the second thing is, if the gutter system is clean and perfect, as I've just described, then what you can do is you can regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure that the soil around it slopes away. You want to avoid, you know, any type of border that holds water against the house. And if you manage the outside water in that way, you will find a dramatic reduction or complete elimination of the stains that you're seeing now on that floor.
Oh, great. Now, how would we know how far the gutter goes out? Do you have to dig it, you know, to find that?
Well, no, it should be visible. The downspout should come down, and you should see it turn out at an elbow at the bottom. Usually it's put on something called a splash block. But that only goes out a couple of feet.
Sometimes they are buried in the ground right next to the foundation. You'll see the downspout sort of disappear into the dirt. And then usually there's a place where it exits.
Yeah, or not, which is trouble either way. So, yeah, I'd like to see that water coming out. And I'll tell you what, if you just kind of want to prove the concept, what you could do is just go to a home center, buy, you know, a bunch of 6 or 8 foot pieces of leader material, attach it to the end of those downspouts, let it lay on your grass, you know, throw a stone over the end of it so it doesn't move around, and watch it. And if you find that all of a sudden you've got a dry basement, well, you've just figured out what's going on. Now you can think about ways to make it a little bit more attractive. You know what I mean? But you could just try it by attaching those downspouts to the end of that elbow and moving that water completely away from the foundation and seeing what the result is. It's a really simple and effective experiment that I'm confident will show you what's going on with this moisture problem.
All right, great. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, they call it fall for a reason, and if raking leaves is the last thing that you want to do with your weekend, we've got some tips, some techniques, and the tools to make that leaf collection easier next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management. Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, heading out to Arizona, we've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
It's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house
mm-hmm.
with a kitchen sink and two bowls and a kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And a smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and not wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge will be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to like stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. And so I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question, but it doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it, yep. All right, good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bye.
Well, if you're thinking of skipping that dreaded chore of leaf raking, forget it. There are good reasons that you need to rake up fallen leaves. For example, guys, leaves that are left on the lawn are going to deprive your grass of crucial sunlight during those fall months where the light is already short enough. Now, the leaves, they can also accumulate, then they're going to get wet, and that can lead to mold growth and then attracting pests like termites, all the things you don't want in your house. Now, what do you do with all those fallen leaves? You should check with your town, because some ask for your leaves to be bagged, others allow raking into curbside piles that are then collected by a municipal vacuum. So every town is going to vary. So find out what your town likes and then do it that way. Now, you can also rake leaves into piles around your shrubs, and you can sort of use it as like a natural mulch, almost like a compost for specific areas. So it's definitely, there's a lot of different ways you can tackle these leaves.
Now, here's a trick that will make the job go a lot quicker. You want to pick up a small blue tarp, no more than about 8 by 10, and then rake the leaves onto the tarp and then drag that around the lawn as the job progresses. Now, leaves are lightweight, right? So you can get a lot more leaves on that tarp than you could in a wheelbarrow, and you can move them off quicker and in bigger piles. You can even pull it to the street and dump the leaves curbside if your town picks up that way. It's just a lot easier to move leaves using the tarp than it is to pick them up and bag them, or even use a wheelbarrow to move them from here to there. Because whenever you use a wheelbarrow, they all fall out along the way anyway. The only thing that I thought the wheelbarrows were great for was when the kids wanted rides
with the wheelbarrow full of leaves.
I was going to say. I was like, for taking the kids around the yard with the leaves?
You definitely don't want to drag your kids around on a tarp full of leaves.
No,
wheelbarrow's much more fun.
You might. Christine in Alaska's on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your money pit, Christina?
Actually, my question is, how do I keep my floors above the unheated crawl space warm? And I was wondering if we could insulate the floor underneath without, but would that cause the pipes that are down there to freeze?
No, it wouldn't cause them to freeze. The crawl space is designed to be an unheated space, but since you're going to be down there anyway, what I would tell you to do, Christine, would be to insulate those pipes. So you can do that with pipe insulation that basically is designed to be wrapped around the pipe. And when it comes to the corners, that's where sometimes people get a little lazy. Make sure you insulate the corners real well by cutting the joints perfectly. They're you know, made of foam rubber, so you can easily snip them. But I would insulate all the pipes, and then I would definitely insulate the floor. In fact, I'm surprised it's not insulated now. You want to choose an insulation that is as thick as the floor is deep. So if it's 2x10s that are your floor beams, make sure you use 10-inch deep, unfaced fiberglass insulation. Get it up there in between those floor joists, and then that can be supported with wire hangers. They're kind of like thin wires that are a little bit wider than the floor joists are apart, and they sort of stick into the wood on both sides and support that insulation in place. And I think you will see an amazing difference in the warmth of those floors once you do that.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, it's going to be a much warmer winter for you as a result.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, the holiday season, it's just around the corner, and cooking up holiday memories usually means cooking up a lot of food. We're going to help you troubleshoot your oven now before you put that turkey inside and everybody's stomach is grumbling. So stick around for all those tasty treats and that perfectly functioning oven.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decorating project? Well, give us a call with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, it's one of the hardest working appliances in the house all year long, but kitchen ovens are really put to the test over the holiday season when you're cooking up all those memories, because that always means cooking up tasty meals.
Yeah, now the truth is that ovens need occasional repair or maintenance, especially if you want to avoid them breaking down before or during a party, which, by the way, is the worst time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when you run the cleaning cycle before the party, bad idea, because that really stresses the oven out.
Don't do that.
And if it's going to break, it'll break then. But let's start with some basics. If you want to check the accuracy of your oven's temperature, it really is a smart thing to do. Set a thermometer into a preheated oven and then compare the reading to make sure it actually matches the set temperature. We used to do this all the time in the home inspection business, and it's surprising how many times we were way off.
I mean, it's really interesting. You don't think to check that. Now, a glass bulb thermometer, not an oven thermometer, are really recommended for the most accurate result. And if it comes back a little high or low, don't worry. A reading of 25 degrees Fahrenheit above or below that set temperature is perfectly acceptable. It seems like a lot, but it's not when you're thinking of it in a cooking capacity.
Now, over the year, you get a lot of crud, that's a technical term, that builds up on the oven's control panel. So you want to use a non-abrasive cleaner or a glass cleaner. Don't use one of these cream cleanser polishing kinds of things, because they actually have a little abrasion to them and they can scratch it up. And this way you can remove the grease and any remnants of food that are left behind.
Now, your oven door, you may have noticed that when you open it, you see a gasket around the inside, and that's meant to keep the heat in. So you want to inspect that gasket, make sure it's not warped or cracked, and if you need to, replace them.
And remember, if you plan to use your oven's self-cleaning feature, don't do it at the last minute, because self-cleaning cycles are stressful on the appliance, as we said, and it can cause it to break down. So do it a week or two before, so you have plenty of time for repair if it's necessary.
All right, next up we've got Georgia calling from Pennsylvania. What's going on, Georgia? How can we help you?
Well, hi, Leslie. I have a problem. We have a stone home that actually my dad had built in the 50s, Okay. Solid stone. And we have a window in a bedroom. The bedroom is actually over a crawl space. And the window had been leaking water around it, and I don't know for how long. But we just had it wrapped like last year, thinking that would take care of the musty smell that we have, but it hasn't. And we can't, you know, we don't know if we have to rip out the walls, or the hardwood floors, if there's mold in there, you know, any suggestions that, so we don't have to go through all that.
Is the home occupied all the time, or is it like a vacation home?
No, it's our home.
It's your home, okay.
And is the smell just coming from the basement, or is it coming from the room where you had the leak? Or the crawl space, rather.
Maybe a combination of both. I don't know. We haven't actually crawled into the crawl space to see, but it smells like it's coming from the walls.
Is the crawl space accessible, Georgia? Is there room to get in there?
Yeah.
Okay, when you go in the crawl space, is it just like a sand floor, like a dirt floor?
Yeah, dirt.
Do you have any kind of vapor barrier in there? Do you have any kind of plastic down over the floor?
We do not.
Okay.
That's something we were going to do, but we haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, this may be obvious, but I want to make sure that there's no, like, animal that got in there that died and is now that source of the smell in the crawl space. Secondly, I do think you need to get in that crawl space, and you need to lay down very heavy visqueen or plastic sheeting with as few seams as possible. If you're going to overlap it, overlap, like, 4 feet of it, you know, so you really trap the moisture under that floor. because right now all the humidity in the soil is just evaporating right up into the house. And if you put a vapor barrier down, you're going to change that a lot. The third thing that you could do is you could have in the crawl space vents, which I'm hoping it has, you could have a fan installed into those vents that works on a humidistat so that whenever it gets very damp and humid in the crawl space, whatever, when the percent humidity is sort of reached, that fan will kick on and draw some drier air from the outside through that space. Those steps will help reduce the volume of moisture that's in that crawl space, and coupled with that would be just some basic maintenance to your outside grading and drainage, making sure you have gutters that are clean and free-flowing and downspouts that are extended, and also make sure that the soil, where possible, slopes away from the wall. You have to take steps to reduce the humidity, and just doing those few things will have a major impact on it.
So you don't think that we have to worry about the like mold in the walls or anything like that we have to deal with?
I don't know, but I want you to do all these basic things first. These are basic, easy, inexpensive things that almost always lead to very significant moisture problems inside a house. So let's take care of the simple things first before we start tearing walls open.
Well, it works for me.
All right, Georgia? All right.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this beautiful fall weekend? Whatever it is, we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, guys, Halloween is right around the corner, which is super exciting. That means lots of foot traffic coming to your front door. So you want to make sure that your sidewalk, the walkway, the driveway, every little spot that they're going to take to get to your front door is safe for those little visitors. We'll tell you how next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com, where you can post your home improvement questions.
You can post your question at MoneyPit.com, just like Lee did. Now, Lee says, we had our roof totally replaced with metal roofing along with new 6-inch gutters. We do want to add some type of gutter guard, but the contracting company said that the guards don't work well with a metal roof because the water runs off the metal roof faster than a shingled roof. Is this actually true? And if not, what is your recommendation?
You know, I thought this was a really interesting question, and I, even though I haven't heard this advice before, it makes perfect sense because I know that some of those gutter guards, especially the type that are what's called reverse curve, where it's like a flat total top to the gutter, and then at a rounded edge that the water sort of follows and drips in. When the water comes down the roof really fast and really hard, it jumps right over that reverse curve gutter guard and it lands in the yard. So in this case, I think the gutter company is right. But here's the thing. You may not need guards because you put in 6-inch gutters. Those are much deeper than regular gutters, and they don't clog nearly as frequently. So I would just go with it this fall with no gutter guards and see how it goes. You may find you're saving yourself a boatload of money and it works perfectly fine. I mean, the downspouts are bigger. The gutters are bigger. On my house, my 6-inch gutters just almost never fail.
All right. And good luck with those new gutters. That's definitely the best way to keep your basement dry.
Well, Halloween is right around the corner, and with that, there'll be lots of foot traffic to your front door. That's why now is a great time to make sure your sidewalks and your walkways and your driveways are safe for those little visitors. Learn how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I know this is like your favorite holiday of the year, so you must go through a lot to get that house ready.
Oh, I'm super excited. And, you know, I start the decorating like just before October 1st. So come, you know, the second week of October, we are fully decked out inside and out. And, you know, I like to take those orange lights outside and sort of remove the spooky elements of it and sort of continue it right to Thanksgiving. I'm always thinking about how to keep these decorations up for as long as possible. But Halloween is really special because, first of all, you want to decorate everything. You want to make it look spooky and fun and welcoming at the same time for the little guys. But you've got a lot of people of all ages walking up the steps, walking on the pathway, climbing across the grass, whatever it is, they're, you know, scrambling to get to your front door. So you want to make sure that everything around your property is safe for all of the people that are going to come and visit. So you've got to make sure that your sidewalks and steps are in good repair. Make sure they're clean, clear, safe. You don't want anything obstructing that pathway. And you've got to also check the railings. Are they steady? Are they easy to grip? You also want to make sure that there's plenty of open space around the front door itself. You want to make sure there's no candles or anything that could catch a costume and fire. So I know a lot of people still use natural candles in those pumpkins, but definitely go ahead and get the battery-operated ones. Just be safe when it comes to that. Now, Halloween lighting effects, super fun, but they should be secondary to the path lighting and a welcoming porch light because you want to make sure everybody can get clearly to the front door. So if you want to do some spooky lighting and fog, leave it to the lawn away from the front door. Another fun thing is a Halloween sound effect and a repeatedly ringing doorbell and costume guests. You may love them, but your pets may not. I know Sherman, who I'm sure occasionally you guys hear on the radio show because he's very chatty, but Sherman does not like all the doorbell ringing and all the people knocking at the door. So you want to make sure that you keep your pet sort of in a safe room in the house where they can't run or run out of the door or scare one of the kids and force the kid to maybe back up off the steps. You got to be careful. Think about, I know Sherman's saying, hey.
There he is.
You got to make sure that everybody is well accounted for. And when you're done for the night, turn those lights off. That is the universal signal of we are done trick-or-treating. Go somewhere else.
Come back next year. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, painting a room is the most economical way to change your decor. But while most people spend a lot of time picking out the perfect color for their rooms, choosing the perfect paint sheen is often an afterthought. We'll share tips on how to choose the best paint sheen to make your project shine on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Atlanta Braves beat the Dodgers 4-2 in Game 6 of the NLCS that just concluded a few moments ago. They now advance to face the Astros in the World Series. A GOP leader holds a roundtable about the federal funding of abortion that's hidden in the Democrat spending bill.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy held a conversation on how Democrats are moving to break nearly 50 years of bipartisan congressional agreement on the Hyde Amendment, an important provision that prevents taxpayer dollars from funding abortions. He said President Biden used to support it.
He told one of his constituents in 1994, the government should not tell those with strong convictions against abortion, such as you and I, that we must pay for them.
But today, President Biden and congressional Democrats are leading an assault against the right to life and individuals' religious liberties. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
New Jersey's decidedly liberal shift under its first-term Democratic Governor Phil Murphy facing a political test as he squares off against Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli.
Under Murphy, there's now paid sick leave, taxpayer-funded community college, and legalized recreational marijuana. His agenda will be on the ballot November 2nd, and history isn't necessarily on his side. The state hasn't reelected a Democratic governor for decades.
We're taking nothing for granted. I mean, history has proven that this could be a very fickle year in terms of politics, and the New Jersey election is overwhelmingly either a referendum on or a reaction to the presidential that just came before.
A loss for Murphy would be shocking in a state that Biden won over Donald Trump by nearly 16 points. Meanwhile, Cittarelli has to please moderate and traditional Republicans. He supports abortion rights while backing fewer COVID restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can check out more news. You can read the best analysis. Both can be found at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
California's plan to block oil and gas wells within 3,200 feet of schools and homes is far from finalized.
Environmental groups plan to push the state to do more to close existing wells within that zone over a 2-month period. The oil industry says it does not support the rule because it creates a one-size-fits-all approach for the entire state. That proposal will now go through more than a year of bureaucratic wrangling before it takes effect. It would be the largest buffer zone between drilling and community sites in the nation if adopted. Jason Walker reporting.
A driver lost control during a Texas drag racing event on an airport runway and slammed into a crowd of spectators, killing 2 children, injuring 8 other people. A 6-year-old boy and 8-year-old boy were killed in the crash this afternoon at the event near the at the Kerrville County Airport. More at townhall.com.
Syria has executed 24 people after convicting them on terrorism charges for igniting last year's devastating wildfires.
The wildfires that broke out in October 2020 left three people dead and burned thousands of acres of forests. A statement issued by the Justice Ministry said those executed were criminals who carried out terrorist attacks and had confessed to using flammable material to start the fires. It said 11 others were sentenced to life in prison in the same case. Executions in Syria are usually by hanging. Patrick Frost reporting.
One of the world's largest oil producers, Saudi Arabia, has announced it aims to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2060, joining more than 100 countries in a global effort to try and curb man-made climate change. The announcement today was made by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in brief scripted remarks at the start of the kingdom's first ever Saudi Green Initiative Forum. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the show. We're coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This hour, Sandra Smith will join us before she joins the television network at 1 p.m. And General Keith Kellogg in studio. His book is now out, War by Other Means, a general in the Trump White House. He was former National Security Advisor to President Trump, almost his old 4 years, and the vice president. So before we get to the general, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
What we didn't know was where they were going. We did see two planes fly in with about 100 migrants, and then they were put onto buses, and then they were dispersed around various places in New York. Why is this such a secret operation? Why is no one talking about it?
That is Miranda Devine. Her, along with her New York Post colleagues, have broken a big story. Border outrage is suspected and rumored for years. Illegals are being flown in planes around the country, to suburbs, around the nation, and we have the proof, the cost, the secrecy, and the signal to the rest of the world, come one, come all, you can stay.
Number two.
President Biden has to get more involved. The power of the presidency is your leader of the party, and you're also a convening entity. Get Manchin, Sanders in a room. I think the burden's on the White House. They've got to take control of this.
Really? Chuck Todd advocating for a big spending program. That's not what Tim Russert would do, is it? It's the economy. And if you pass Biden's Build Back Better plan, it was just stupid. The state of the spending's palooza as Bernie and Manchin meet and Biden prepares to harangue lawmakers to do what he wants. I am not optimistic for Joe Biden.
Number one.
We want to have our valued employees, but we need for public health for them to be vaccinated.
What we've seen from the Fraternal Order of Police, and particularly the leadership, is a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths, and frankly, flat-out lies in order to induce an insurrection.
Not true. Jenny Durkin, a terrible mayor in Seattle, and even a worse mayor in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot. You are out. From football coaches to teachers to cops to military men and women, large percentages of Americans are choosing to quit rather than get vaccinated under this administration's draconian decrees. The divider-in-chief is at it again when he was pledged to be just the opposite. General Keith Kellogg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you in person. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you so very much.
You open up in the book saying that Donald Trump was the first one to tell you to write a book, right? He says, you've been here forever. You going to write a book?
Yeah, he told me that. We were sitting in the Oval Office one day, just sitting there, and he looks at me and goes, why don't you write a book? And I go, I don't write books. He said, no, you need to write a book. And I was, Patrick Poloni was there. He's at White House counsel. And I thought to myself, well, maybe that's not a bad idea. So I walked home and was talking to my wife and my daughter. And my daughter said, Dad, you've been with him since the campaign, since 2015-16. And you ought to write a book and title it Behind Closed Doors. And the reason she said that is because I saw Donald Trump the way he really was when the Klieg lights were on. And it was a fascinating man. I mean, the man is incredibly smart. He's got great instincts. He's very forthright. He loves America. He used to really push that. He loved the American servicemen. He loves the Americans writ large. And he basically said, we're going to do right for America going forward. But he was also very, very empathetic. And I tell people, no, that's not true. We look at his tweets. I said, ignore the tweets. Tell me the policies we had wrong. Policy was really, really pretty good. And I remember one story during the middle of the COVID. We're just sitting there in the Oval. And he looks at me and he goes, God, I just want Americans to get better. Just like that. I said, stop, Mr. President. Why don't you go out there and tell the American people? He said, nope, there's a leadership factor here. You can't show weakness in the strength of, you must show in the face of adversity strength going forward. So I'd tell people, look, if you could see him the way I saw him,
right,
the way he talked, you would disregard all those, quote, tweets he had out there. If the tweets really bother you, then you've got a major problem.
Right. I thought the president's worst moment was really after the election until the inauguration. I thought he just – I've never seen him so angry. I saw him one time at West Point. I think I was the only one to interview him in between the election and his exit, and I never saw him so angry.
Right, yeah.
And you must have – do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I did. And part of it because – I'm going to be very honest with you, Brian. You know, I went to bed the night – it was the morning of the election. I thought we had it won. And all the numbers were coming our way. And when you wake up the next morning, you see some numbers that are just like – statistically, it's an anomaly. When you look at one state that came in with like 160,000 votes at 6 o'clock in the morning – and the graphs will show you that. It's all public record – of which 94-95% were for Biden. I said, statistically, that's an anomaly. That doesn't happen like that. Where are these coming from? And what I ask people after the election, just show me the forensic. That's all I'm asking. Just show me where these numbers came from. And nobody could show it to me. And I think he was aggravated that he saw things like this happening out there. And the mainstream media, for the most part, were going, oh, no, this is what happens. No, it doesn't. I think that, you know, the recent book that came out by Hemingway on called Rigged is a great read. I mean, when you read that, I said, look, anybody who's out there, I don't care if you're for Trump or you're against Trump, read that book, and you'll be stunned when you read it. It'll be really quite surprising.
Because Republicans didn't have a bad election.
No.
I mean, they were supposed to get trounced in the Senate. Mm-hmm. If they didn't blow those two elections, which the president played a role in, sadly, blow those two election seats, they had won those seats. And number two is the House. Nobody saw the House coming.
Right.
So, and then the president got more votes than any other Republican in the history of the country.
Yep. Well, I think a
lot. And 10 million more the second time than the first time.
Well, and I think some of the polling was what I call suppression polling. When you look at states that said, we weren't going to win Iowa. We won Iowa big. You're not going to win Florida. We won Florida big. And it gave us all these states we had no chance of winning, and yet we won exceptionally well.
New Hampshire and Maine. Maine, Susan Collins was supposed to win.
When you look at not only the Senate candidates out there, but states that they said we had probably have no chance of winning, Florida, we won by 2 percentage points more than we won the last time.
Right.
So you look at those states and you go, okay, what's going on here?
Right. General, let's talk about a little about your career. And I want to talk about the main thing now is what did or didn't happen in Afghanistan. Ambassador Khalilzad said goodbye today or yesterday. Mm-hmm. He is no longer going to be chief negotiator. If you look at his pure record, it looks terrible. He's the one who dealt with the Taliban. He's the one who decided not to deal with the sitting Afghan government. He's the one who got Barada out of prison. But you want to put some perspective on those statements.
Yeah. Look, when people talk about the Doha statement of 29 February 2020, in which was signed by Khalilzad, not signed by the president, and Mullah Barada, look, we set up a plan to do this. We knew exactly what we were doing going in there, and there's a lot of hidden stories or stories that are not being reported out there. We knew we had to work with the Taliban first. You are correct. We got Barada out of prison from Pakistan when the president called up Prime Minister Khan and got him out, because we know he would talk with us because he was a guy that was actually Mullah Omar's designated successor as part of the Taliban. He owed us a little bit for getting him out of prison, and we could talk to him. But we knew we had to negotiate with him first. And then the president called him 4 days after we signed the Doha Agreement on the 29th of February, called him on the 3rd of March. And it was in very clear terms. He told Baradar what he expected from Baradar. And, in fact, I sat in there in the Oval listening to the president and thought, God, how is this being
through a translator, right?
Yeah. Because I said, you know, this, some of the stuff he's saying is pretty strong. But he talked to him not only that occasion, but another occasion. Because once we got the Taliban in our grasp, then we could work with Ghani. And Ghani wasn't for peace at any price at all. He didn't want to have it. And we said, we need a government of national reconciliation. Baradar told us, look, once we get this thing settled out there, if we have a government of national reconciliation, then we can talk about keeping the bases, keeping the military force structure there to some degree, keeping your embassy open, which then gives you your CIA capabilities going forward. And we had all that working going forward. And we thought we had a pretty good plan on this that would work out. And Zal Khalilzad, he had the hard task of putting that all together. And we thought we had a pretty good plan. Was it a great plan? No. No plans are great. But Trump personally got himself involved. Here's what he did that Biden did not do. Trump picked up the phone and called Baradar personally. Biden never did that. Trump picked up the phone and called Ghani and gave him in no uncertain terms what he expected from him. Now, Biden had Ghani at the White House. What did he tell Ghani when that was going on? But he never connected the two. He never connected Baradar with the Taliban and Ghani.
Ghani says, I need more troops and I need air cover because they're sending in, Pakistan's sending in 15,000 terrorists through their border. And the president's like, yeah, I don't think so. And same with General Milley. So General Milley said this during the hearings. So we said, whose idea was it to get the troops out first and leave civilians? And there's still civilians there right now.
That's correct.
So listen to Milley and McKenzie explain themselves. Cut to.
General Milley, it's your testimony that you recommended 2,500 troops approximately stay in Afghanistan?
Yes, my assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
Did you ever present that assessment personally to President Biden?
I don't discuss exactly what my conversations are with the sitting president in the Oval Office, but I can tell you what my personal opinion was, and I'm always candid.
General McKenzie, do you share that assessment?
Senator, I do share that assessment.
Same. So what do you tell me? These two generals are saying, not my plan. This is what I said. General Kellogg, take it from here.
Yeah, the 2,500 number was an agreed-to number. Milley, when Trump was the president, Milley was there. McKenzie was commander of CENTCOM. He was there. We all agreed to the 2,500 number. Gene Haspel from the CIA did. Pompeo's state did. All the defense intelligence agencies did. The DOD did. We believe that 2,500 troops was the base number that you could maintain the presence without getting Kabul overrun. Plus, we had well over 3,000 paramilitary supported by the CIA. They would go out in the middle of the night and kill bad guys. We also had 5,000 NATO troops that were not going to move. Plus, we had the air base of Bagram. It wasn't going anywhere. Plus, we had the air support. And Trump had told Baradar quite clearly, we are not moving off that number till you come up with a negotiated settlement. So you can talk all you want about 1 May, 1 June, whatever it is, but until we have a negotiated settlement that you have signed with Ghani, but we're not going anywhere.
Do you believe the generals were being candid?
Well, were
they being honest?
Well, they have. When they said 2,500, if they did fall off that number, they were being honest. Did they tell Biden that? I don't know. But that was the number we agreed to, that they agreed to. I'm hoping, and I don't know because I wasn't there, that they looked at Biden and they said the same thing that they agreed to with Trump. It was basically, this is the number, we'll hold the line. If they didn't hold that line or didn't hold that number, well, somebody is not telling the truth. Here's the cutout. Is remember, Biden made the comment he had unanimous agreement that he had to pull out. Okay, so somebody's lying.
Yeah, he told you Stephanopoulos that. So, and if you're the general, you got to say to yourself, am I comfortable with the President of the United States not representing my thoughts to another media member? Because that's really about him. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg is here. His book is now out, War by Other Means, A General in the Trump White House, A Perspective on the President. You have not heard because he lived it and has that military background, and there were so many military operations. More with the general in just a second. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Get Upside Gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Get Upside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Get Upside app now.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PARK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code PARK for up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code PARK.
This is Fox on Justice. Early voting is now underway for Minnesota residents who will decide the fate of the Minneapolis Police Department. Voters are getting a jump start on a November ballot initiative to replace the city's police force with a new Department of Public Safety. The controversial proposal follows more than a year of tension after the death of George Floyd in May 2020. Early voting in Minnesota began just days after the U.S. Department of Justice last week announced it will limit the use of chokeholds and no-knock warrants. Building trust and confidence between law enforcement and the public we serve is central to our mission at the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a release highlighting the new policy. Earlier this summer, the DOJ announced more federal agents will wear body cameras for transparency. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with director Alan Taylor of The Many Saints of Newark.
It was both a joy and kind of terrifying because I was so grateful to get back into David Chase's head and his worldview because I continue to love that landscape. I was so aware of the possibility of screwing things up, too, because the fans, you know, still love the show tremendously. And David himself has some very strong feelings, so the bar was high. I was really grateful to get back in there, but it was one of the hardest jobs I ever did just to try and make sure that we did service to this piece of American culture.
Were there any lingering questions that were answered for you if you took yourself out of it and as a viewer and as a fan yourself?
For me, the theme sort of the show, but certainly of this movie, is this, you know, the question of whether our destiny is locked or whether we have any kind of freedom to create who we are. Sopranos men tend to be people who are wrestling with themselves and trying to sort of transcend who they seem to be. We know how Tony sort of turned out, so we go into this thinking, well, did he have to be that way?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It was really tough. For a few days there, I actually wasn't feeling very well. And I realized it was because of what was happening in Kabul. And I was just so low about the way it had ended, if you will. And I guess the other feeling that I had was that it probably did not need to have turned out that way.
Well, President Biden said any withdrawal is messy.
Certainly the military considers the withdrawal the most dangerous part of an operation. But they really had a lot of time to plan, beginning with the deal that President Trump cut with the Taliban. So that was in February of 2020.
Former Secretary of Defense Gates for Obama, he's had to work for seven presidents, as well as President Bush. With me right now is Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. He has a book out called It's Really Excellent, War by Other Means, a general in the Trump White House. General, I want you to take that on. You guys had time to pull people out, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we came in, that Secretary Gates made the comment, it was actually 29 February 2020 when we first signed the agreement with the Taliban, actually Zal Khalilzad did. But we had a plan to come out with it, and there was plenty of time for them to come out with a reasonable plan. And our plan was to go to a certain point and then hold. And what we meant by hold, we told the Taliban this with Mullah Baradar, that we would get to a certain level, 2,500 troops, well over 3,000 paramilitary, 5,000 NATO allies, keep the air support, keep Bagram. But we were not going to move off that number until there was a government of reconciliation, which meant that you had Ghani and you had the Taliban agree with others that were out there, Abdullah, the Tajiks, the Uzbeks, whoever else out there, to have this government going forward to make sure that it would be a reasonable government. We put our hand on it, and we were backed by force, and we told the Taliban that. So when they said, well, there was a one May date, that May was always just a forcing function. It was not a date certain. It was all based on the results on the ground. What Biden did, he turned it on its head. He said, no, the date is hard over, regardless of what you're going to do, which was a huge mistake. But the military had plenty of time, and we gated it. Every single week, Mark Milley gave me 5 to 7 charts, and I'd go into the president, and I'd say, here's Mr. President, here's where we're at. And I'd tell the vice president and the president, we're tracking what's going on. I could almost tell you by bumper number of vehicles where they're at, what's going on, and what the status was. And then I was in constant contact with Zal Khalilzad. And Zal would talk to me, you know, when he was over in Doha.
The envoy representing us.
And we would talk all the time and make sure it was all measured. Pompeo was involved with it. Sometimes we'd send Milley over to talk to Ghani, because the real impediment to progress wasn't the Taliban, it was Ghani, because Ghani kept saying, oh, no, we can't do this, can't do this. I said, yes, you can. You've got to have a government of reconciliation. You know, people forget the Taliban are Afghans. They're a plurality of Afghans. They're Pashtun. Over 45% of Afghanistan is Pashtun. They're part of the population.
But they're not popular.
No, but they still have a large number of people that are Pashtun. So there's a segment of the population that you have to bring them all together and have it work backed by force, backed by a military agreement going forward. And we made that very clear. I didn't make it clear. The president made it clear when he talked to him in the Oval Office on the 3rd of March, and it was all done by translator. And I used to sit there and go, how is this being translated?
Because it's so blunt and so direct. I will kill you if you break this agreement. And he's just killed Soleimani and al-Baghdadi.
Right.
So the message was back with a track record. General, I want to get you to China. It looks as though they're extremely belligerent on Taiwan. For the American people, what should they know about why it's necessary to defend Taiwan?
Yeah, look, Taiwan, when you look at the archipelago that's around there, it's the outer islands out there. And it's our way, and to use the old, what we did with the Soviet Union, almost like containment. You have to have that ring of islands out there, and Taiwan's kind of the crown jewel there. With all of you look at Japan, you look at Taiwan, and you could go down out to the Philippines. You've got to have that level of support out there, because once they break through that, this goes back to the Japanese expansionist process they did in the late 30s and the early start of World War II, where you can't let them break out from containment out there. So it's, you know, when you think about it as an aircraft carrier that's unsinkable, as an island out there.
Right.
And we need to say, continually to support the Taiwanese going forward.
Yeah, and if they fall, then Philippines, they'll be right on our doorstep. And lastly, General Milley said he called China and said, don't worry, I call you before I bomb you. Where were you in this?
Well, look, first of all, the intelligence you said was there. I didn't see it. And I got the presidential daily brief every single day. It used to take me an hour, hour and a half to go through it. Pompeo gets the same briefing. I got the same briefing. O'Brien, the National Security Advisor, got the same briefing. None of us saw this information he was talking about. None of us. And by him picking up the phone, he really sent a message of the fact that there was instability. It was probably on his part.
He should have been fired.
Well, he should have fired or resigned. And I've said, by the way, this is public record. I've said this before. He really overstepped his bounds. He's got three roles in life as chairman of the Joint Chiefs: principal military advisor to the president, principal military advisor to the National Security Council, and principal military advisor to the Secretary of Defense. It is not principal military advisor to the White House chief of staff or anybody else.
Yeah, no problem standing up saying I shouldn't have walked over to the church. But he had a huge problem going behind the president's back, talking to Nancy Pelosi.
Yep, I think it was. I told Mark this, and I said it very publicly out there. Mark, I believe, overstepped his bounds and what he should have done.
Yeah, he's an embarrassment in my view. Lieutenant General Keith Keller, congratulations on your book. Go pick it up. War by Other Means. Who knows? You may be back in the White House if Trump runs again.
Knock on wood.
All right.
Thanks,
General. Great to see you. Back in a moment. Sandra Smith.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York, have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Green Tide, hunting the Long Island serial killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, an annual campaign to raise awareness of the disease. The American Cancer Society says breast cancer death rates have declined 40% from 1989 to 2016 among women. The progress attributed to improvements in early detection. One group helping to educate women about the disease and the importance of early detection is the National Breast Cancer Foundation. It was founded by Janelle Hale in 1991, a survivor herself. She was diagnosed at the age of 34 in 1980, when there was little information about the disease and not many options. After her treatment, she made it her mission to help women around the world. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. There's still no cure for it, so that's why early diagnosis is critical to survival. A study out earlier this year found fewer cancer screenings were happening because of the coronavirus pandemic. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Fox News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Judge Jeanine Pirro, and I've been with Fox News since 2006. 25 years ago, I was invited to one of the first parties that Fox News had. And I was a sitting DA at the time, and, you know, here was this fledgling news channel, and, you know, was competing with the big guys. And yet there was something about it that was different.
Television, it's a very verbal medium.
And we always knew that it was successful, but it has succeeded beyond our imagination. You can't force people to watch a news channel. They do it because they feel that there's something in it for them.
Coming up on Justice.
All the time, as I crisscross this country, people will say, you know, as soon as it's 9 o'clock, no one can speak in our house. I'm floored when I hear people say that. Never, ever did I think that people would notice me. I mean, I'm just Jeanine.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the U.S. LTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Halloween is right around the corner, and it's easy to get caught up overspending for the holiday. But with some creative thinking, you can avoid the festive money traps. So maybe skip the store-bought costume and search your closet for something you can turn into a cool or spooky outfit. And instead of party shops, check out beauty and or drugstores for a better selection and prices for makeup. And shop at discount stores like Dollar Tree or Five Below for seasonal decor and try making decorations yourself. And you don't have to waste a lot of money buying tons of bags of candy. How about handing out stickers, spider rings, or glow-in-the-dark bracelets? The cost of those items may be comparable to candy, but you can save leftovers for next year. And check out your city's free events calendar and bring the kids to local fall festivals and costume parades. Or have them invite their friends over for pumpkin carving, a Halloween-themed arts and crafts session, or a scary movie marathon. There's lots of ways to have a fun Halloween on a budget just by getting creative. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We also sent a crew to Jacksonville because these flights are coming from Texas, from McAllen, El Paso, Houston, and they're coming to White Plains via Jacksonville, Florida. So we had a crew down there on the weekend, and they also spotted a flight landing, and about 15 to 20 illegal migrants got off that plane, and they were bused to about a place about 130 miles west of Jacksonville.
That was Miranda Devine, who was part of Breaking the Story of the New York Post, that talked about where thousands of illegal immigrants are going. They're landing in Jacksonville airports. We already know about Tennessee. Now we're finding out about Westchester County. And they're going about 20 minutes from my house over in Syosset at one point. They track these trucks full of kids. By the way, if you're so worried about vaccinations, have you thought about the illegal aliens? 1.5 million coming across the border. With me right now is Sandra Smith, getting set to host her show, America Reports, from 1 to 3 today. Sandra, your perspective when you saw this story in the Post yesterday that came out last night that is now out today.
Well, your heart breaks for kids who need to find anywhere to go and don't have their parents with them and don't know what their futures hold, and that made the incredibly dangerous journey. But one has to ask yourself, as you feel that for them, how many more you are encouraging to take that dangerous journey. And that needs to be thought about. That's why the New York Post this morning, the editorial board, said the president is playing a deadly game. But bottom line, you have to think about why they're doing it in this matter. All politics, Brian. They don't want voters to know, says the New York Post editorial board, just how many people are being waved right into the country because President Biden understands that open borders might be the policy of progressives, but it's not popular among the majority of Americans. Because guess what happens? These kids are not getting sent into highfalutin rich communities, Brian. They're getting sent to places like Bridgeport, Connecticut. Well, already these towns already have high crime rates. Their public school systems are struggling. These are very problematic areas that they are sending. These towns are already dealing with their own problems, and now you're going to add an influx of migrants. While many of the photographs show, and the New York Post reporting is, that these are children, migrants walking off those planes, getting loaded onto buses and sent all over the tri-state area, they are also reporting that there are men in their early 20s in the mix. To your point, Brian, what is the vetting process? Who are these people? And if you're worried about COVID, are they being tested? Are they vaccinated? We have phone calls in daily to the White House, Brian. They don't respond. They don't deploy anybody to talk to us. They're providing no clarity on this matter. So the secrecy with which this administration is acting on this is appalling. I have calls into these places where they're sending the kids out on Long Island. They answer the phone. You ask them. They don't confirm whether or not they're taking in these migrant children. But we're on it. And may I remind you in this moment that we are on day 209 that Kamala Harris was put in charge of
the
border.
She's the worst.
Where is she?
Well, we know she. Where was she? She's recording a tape that was go to 300 churches in Virginia to help Terry McAuliffe. We know that she went and visited, I think, an aqueduct to see how bad global warming is affecting the water supply. But Mercyhurst on, or Mercy?
Correct.
Is it Mercyhurst? Is it Mercy? Let me. This is one of the destinations of. This is one of the destinations of these kids. It's on Long Island, and this is one thing I've learned.
Mercy First, a nonprofit sponsored by the Catholic Sisters of Mercy.
So this is what they have going on right now. It is a very liberal institution. They are in the midst of trying to raise $8 million of fundraising for their school. The tuition is about $10,000. So they're trying to get money for the school to get more people in, build facilities, but at the same time using resources to help illegal immigrants come through. Now, when I was doing an MS-13 story, they were explaining to me that most of these people are illegal immigrants, came from the border, were placed in Brentwood, Long Island, which is like Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is run down, crime infested, working class, urban environment, which are over, the schools are overrun, the classes are too big, and the English as a second language is already under-resourced. So most of these kids coming in, they don't speak English. Now, to play out your chain, if you think, well, don't you have a heart allowing kids to come here? Yes, there's a system. Mm-hmm. But how about the cartels that get cash as people cash in their houses to get their kids to America, and many of those kids will die along the way, be abused along the way, and more cash to the cartels have, it's like paying the mob. There is no difference.
The New York Post editorial board, of course, there's a sympathy for parents so desperate for their children to have a better life that they have a a 7-year-old walk to America. But by not having a set policy, by not forcing people to apply for a visa from the country they live in, you are making a mockery of our immigration laws, Brian. You are also encouraging a terrible, dangerous pipeline. How many children, the board asks, will be assaulted or die trying to get here?
Absolutely.
Everyone should be asking themselves that question.
And one thing, I applaud your staff for, you guys are still calling. You're calling, yeah, trying to get a response, and you go on at 1 o'clock today. Miranda Devine went on to tell Tucker this last night.
We've done our best to get the information from the government, but we've really been stonewalled. No one wants to talk. All that we're referred to the Health and Human Services, and all they will say, or the White House will say, is that they have an obligation to look after unaccompanied children, and that's what they're doing. But they don't explain why they're doing it in the dead of night. Why is this such a secret operation? Why is no one talking about it?
So they can't get any answers. So they think they're just going to run out. They're going to run out the clock here because we're basically the only ones asking these questions, Sandra.
We have, and this is our staff today for America Reports, our show. We asked for the White House daily. We've asked for Secretary Mayorkas, Secretary Becerra, or the head of the CBP. We have not gotten answers, and they have not deployed anyone to us. We've also asked for anyone from the White House, anyone who can confirm or deny that this is happening, and if it is happening, provide clarity into it. We're not getting a response. We've been given a 12 p.m. deadline. HHS, we are told, has received our request, and we are told they will reply before our show begins at 1 o'clock. So I believe we should have some sort of update or at least some statement on the record. Ted Cruz, though, he was on America's Newsroom this morning talking about the processing centers and how he's warning that what is happening now in some of these East Coast towns, we're in tri-state area where these migrants are getting bused and shipped all over, and how that's going to change the communities here, making it not just a border issue, right? I mean, everybody's greatly affected by this. But when it comes to the processing centers, Ted Cruz says he's introducing a bill today that crucial legislation, he says, that will alleviate the massive overload at the southern border. He says he wants to establish new ports of entry in Democrat-led communities, such as North Hero, Vermont, where Bernie Sanders spends his summers, Martha's Vineyard, where Democrat elites host their cocktail parties. I mean, he's given a long list for the Stop the Surge Act, where they can process these migrants, have them show up at their cocktail parties, Greenwich, Connecticut, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Massachusetts, Newport, Rhode Island, et cetera. So Ted Cruz has been sounding off on this very issue. But bottom line, this is going to affect everybody in every state of America. As you see those images of those migrants coming off the airplanes, getting loaded onto buses and sent to communities, most of which are already struggling.
Yeah, very true. I will say that I remember Martin Sheen in the 1980s. Came out. He was the first outspoken liberal activist. He was the hottest, maybe, actor in the country. And he said, for those people who have a problem with homeless, come stay in Malibu.
Yeah.
That lasted about a few days.
Right.
And the town of Malibu was like, are you nuts? We do not want the homeless here. And he quickly retracted because, not my problem, those horrible middle and working class people can't be such snobs to not want homeless harassing their kids or their families.
Because those already hard-hit communities are the ones absorbing the migrants. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has responded to the New York Post reporting saying, quote, if the Biden administration is so confident that their open border policy is good for the country, why the secrecy? Why is the Biden administration refusing to share even the most basic information about illegal alien resettlement in communities throughout our state and the entire country? Obviously, responding to the situation down in Jacksonville.
And lastly, here, you remember I mentioned it was in Tennessee first. That's when we first started hearing about this. Senator Hagerty is the newest senator there, cut 23.
The Biden administration wants us to completely ignore this and look the other way. We saw this happen first in my home state of Tennessee. The Biden administration began to ship migrant children in the dead of night. We caught them with, you know, on camera with private planes flying into Chattanooga, Tennessee. One of my friends was on a commercial flight and saw this happen as well. They landed after 1 a.m. They bring these children in. They put them onto buses. They send them to undisclosed locations. One of the locations we did find out about had terrible crimes take place. They've actually had to shut it down. Yet there's been zero transparency from the Biden administration.
Because you know what? I guess they feel in those working class communities, they're not going to complain. You know, maybe that they don't have the, you know, they're so busy working, trying to earn a living, earning a couple of jobs, they're not going to go down and picket.
Where's the White House? So have you had anyone from this Biden White House on your show? They deploy anybody to you. As far as the political strategy is concerned, and by the way, I'll also tease the fact that Jen Psaki is expected to hold her daily press briefing 1 o'clock Eastern time today. Obviously, Peter Ducey's in the room. Hopefully we get some sort of response to this specific story. At the end of the editorial post piece, though, the board points out that Biden's trying to have it both ways. He can tell progressives that he's let in the vast majority of migrants, but he's also hiding it from the public in hope of not paying a political price. It's cynical and it's wrong, says the Post. So what does this politically mean? The implications does this have for the midterm elections? One has to start asking themselves that. Democrats don't even like what's going on.
If you ask yourself who screwed up more things during the Obama years, the name Susan Rice pops into my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, she's sitting there behind the scenes, couldn't get confirmed. And I'm wondering, didn't try to get confirmed, excuse me, but she's behind the scenes. How much is her? Ron Klain seems remarkably detached. The president seems unbelievably almost uninterested in his job.
Ron Klain thinks inflation's a high class problem.
Right. And he got and he caused Jen Psaki hell in the media room over the next 2 days on that statement. And unless it was a head fake because they knew worse was coming down the pike. You know, then we saw Pete Buttigieg screw things up even more Sunday and say it's a good thing that there are 70 barges stuck off the coast of California. Shows the recession's coming up. Sandra, here's the other problem. They're talking about food shortages now. They're talking about glass shortages now. So you could sit there and spin all you want and say this is great news. When your gas is double, when your children's shoes are double, when you can't go even buy inflated-priced goods, you cannot tell me it's Donald Trump's fault anymore.
And we still have massive amounts of spending that is being discussed at the White House. Today, you've got progressives and moderates meeting with President Biden.
All week.
Talking about massive spending when we're already dealing with this inflation and supply crisis problem. Pete Buttigieg said it himself. He doesn't think that we'll even see a solution to this crisis well into next year. But guess what? He's putting reliance on the passage of the infrastructure bill. Well, why not vote for it? Right. Send it for an up or down vote as a standalone bill if that's the answer.
I would think, but the liberal left will not handle it. Carl Icahn said this. He's the legendary investor on CNBC, cut 18.
In the long run, we are certainly going to hit the wall. And people may say to me, well, anybody can say that. No, but I really think there will be a crisis the way we're going. The way we're printing up money, the way we're going into inflation. I mean, if you look around you, you see this inflation all around you, and I don't know how you deal with that in the long term.
So do you think that raises eyebrows? You had that rich financial background when he makes a statement like that?
Well, because Pete Buttigieg even said, well, we're at the supply chain crisis problem because of surging demand as a result of the Biden economy. Well, is that real demand or is that artificial demand because of the trillions of dollars pumped into the economy because of the COVID pandemic? One has to ask themselves, is that real demand? And Carl Icahn was basically made that point. We're unleashing all of this money into the economy There's never an environment where you see deflation when you're pumping money into the system. And somebody like Carl Icahn is smart enough to say that out loud. Somebody needs to say it. You never have inflation come down when you're still pumping money into the system, and that is currently happening.
Sandra Smith's going to have a few more minutes. Oh, does Sandra have to run right now? No, she has a few more minutes. Okay. Sandra Smith's got a few more minutes, and her show starts at 1 to 3. We'll find out who's going to be on and what news is going to break during that time. Co-anchor of America Reports. Is that the only show you're doing today, Sandra?
Well, I was just on Barney, then you, and I got my flu shot. So.
All right, good. The flu shot not televised. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Michigan police officer who went above and beyond the call of duty makes today's Dean's List. Sterling Heights Police Department released a video of a traffic stop. In the video, Officer Kevin Coates makes contact with the driver, who police identify as David. Officer Coates asks David what was going on. Visibly distraught, the man says, "Everything is going wrong." Choking back tears, he told Officer Coates that his wife wasn't well and their adult son is mentally ill. He told the officer he was upset because he bought a TV for his wife to make her happy, but was having problems installing it. Officer Coates let David off with a warning and told him he would stop by his house later that evening to help him set up the TV. Kevin and two other officers arrived at David's house to set up the television. A spokesperson for the police department thanked the officers for doing an outstanding job and said how proud they are of their men and women for the day-to-day moments that don't get publicized. Officer Coates, thank you for spreading kindness. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, an annual campaign to raise awareness of the disease. The American Cancer Society says breast cancer death rates have declined 40% from 1989 to 2016 among women. The progress attributed to improvements in early detection. One group helping to educate women about the disease and the importance of early detection is the National Breast Cancer Foundation. It was founded by Janelle Hale in 1991, a survivor herself. She was diagnosed at the age of 34 in 1980, when there was little information about the disease and not many options. After her treatment, she made it her mission to help women around the world. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. There's still no cure for it, so that's why early diagnosis is critical to survival. A study out earlier this year found fewer cancer screenings were happening because of the coronavirus pandemic. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, the Biden administration has to enforce our tax laws, including rules governing 501c3 organizations, including churches. Now, part of those regulations include what's called the Johnson Amendment, and that prohibits direct politicking in churches in order to be tax exempt. So if churches play this video, they would be in violation of federal law. If the White House participated in this plan to have direct politicking, they would have assisted in that violation. Now, that puts them in a rather awkward position since their administration has to enforce this very rule.
Unbelievable. But that is Jonathan Turley breaking down the fact that the Vice President of the United States cut a video endorsing Terry McAuliffe that aired in churches on Sunday Mass. That is a violation of church and state. Telling people who to vote for at church? I mean, fundamentally, why would you do that? Why would you okay that? And why did even Stacey Abrams go endorse Terry McAuliffe in a church over the weekend? With me right now is Sandra Smith to lock down this very heated governor's race. But are they panicked releasing this in Sunday's church in order to turn out the black vote, I imagine?
Pulling all the stops. Black voters, obviously, key to McAuliffe in this race. But to spur turnout, Kamala Harris, this endorsement, reportedly being played at hundreds of African-American churches around the state. The problem is the Johnson Amendment, as you heard Jonathan Turley. We had him actually on our show, I believe it was yesterday, as this story was breaking. I don't know. You can make the case that you're sensing a lot of desperation to go back to our point about we are inching closer to the midterm election, still a long way away in politics. But you're at a point now where President Biden can't put up a win for his party.
At all.
His defense of that was, give me a year. Give me a year. I don't know that his party can wait that long. He's failing on so many different levels. Every day we're wondering how to lead off our show because it's a crisis at the border. It's a crisis in the economy. Some are predicting that we're inching towards a recession in this very moment. So where are we going to be? Where are we going to be a few months from now, Brian? I think that party has to start asking themselves that question.
So one of the big mistakes he seems to have made, and we're not looking back at the Biden presidency yet, but he got John Meacham and all these famous historians in the Oval Office and say, I want to be big. I want to be bold. This is an opportunity like FDR. And they said, yeah, you should go do this, this, and this. The only problem is FDR and LBJ, who did bold things and 70 pieces of legislation for LBJ in 7 years, he has 70 pens up evidently in his library of all the legislation he signed. But he had 65 Senate seats, hundreds of advantages, and he still got Republicans on his side to pass civil rights legislation. This guy's got almost no majority, and he's got no charisma, and he's barely getting by, and no one ever thought he was this great visionary.
And he's having to grovel to the very people and businesses that he has demonized so far with his policies. Case in point, the fossil fuel industry. He campaigned on doing away with the fossil fuel industry. You've heard him talk about it in the White House. And now with sky-high gas prices, this problem with the supply chain and filling up the gas tanks in these trucks, diesel prices out of control, he's now looking to the big oil conglomerates and saying, we need your help. Imagine the irony of that.
And what I hope, Sandra, is they take for a three-year deal. Three more years, don't touch us. Let these pipelines stay online. Don't even think about disbanding the one from Canada to Michigan, which they're considering, because they're also talking about opening up the strategic oil reserve. This, don't do that. That's what Ro Khanna was saying. Listen, I can't wait for your show. Hopefully you'll get some breaking news before you get on the air. The White House calls you back on
Tom Cotton, Rand Paul coming up, Jen Psaki also from the White House.
It's almost too much, show. Are you convinced you're going to get it all in?
We will,
you
indeed.
Are? All right, Sandra and John Roberts.
Thanks
we'll watch
me.
It one. Thank you. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine is throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Food and Drug Administration review finds child-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine appear effective in young children.
The FDA review affirms results from Pfizer showing its two-dose shot was nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infection in elementary school children. Researchers calculated the figure based on 16 COVID-19 cases in youngsters given dummy shots versus 3 cases among vaccinated children. There were no severe illnesses reported among any of the youngsters, but the vaccinated ones had much milder symptoms. FDA scientists concluded in almost every scenario, the vaccine's overall benefit would outweigh any serious potential side effects. The FDA has scheduled a public meeting for Tuesday to debate whether the shots are ready for children ages 5 to 11. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea Saturday accused the Biden administration of raising military tensions with China through its reckless backing of Taiwan, said the growing U.S. military presence in the region constitutes a potential threat to the North. Taliban and health officials say a roadside bombing targeting a Taliban vehicle in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 2 civilians.
According to a police chief, 2 bombs detonated as a Taliban vehicle was passing by, killing 1 child. No Taliban fighters were harmed. A local hospital official said 2 bodies and 4 wounded civilians were transferred to the hospital after the attack. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing in eastern Nangarhar province. However, the Islamic State group has launched frequent attacks there targeting the Taliban.
That's Sarah Shackley reporting. Colombian security forces have captured the country's most wanted drug trafficker. Iván Duque, the country's president, likened the arrest Saturday of Dario Antonio Usaga to the capture 3 decades ago of Pablo Escobar. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Is now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
There has been a frenzy of trading for the company planning to bring former President Trump's new media venture to the stock market.
Trading had to be stopped temporarily for Digital World Acquisition Corp. after its stock value nearly tripled. It ended the day with a 107% gain. It plans to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group. The new venture is the Truth Social app with Trump as its chairman. The idea is to challenge Facebook, Twitter, and even Disney's streaming video service. Some investors appear to be believers in Donald Trump's ideology. Others appear simply to be grabbing for a chance at a quick profit. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal magistrate determined Friday Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's former chief of staff can remain free before his trial on charges he defrauded a state agency he led by inducing it to pay him nearly $280,000 in mostly severance pay before moving to the governor's office. More news and analysis at townhall.com. A dispute over a cat lands a Florida man in jail, accused of killing his neighbor.
58-year-old Clifford Anthony Bliss Jr. became angry when the cat went into his yard. The Marin County Sheriff's Office said he went to his neighbor's home and threatened to shoot the cat. After James Arnold Taylor Jr. asked him not to shoot his cat, Bliss then shot Taylor. Bliss was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. He was being held without bond in the Marion County Jail. Patrick Voss reporting.
10 foreign ambassadors who called for the release of a jailed philanthropist were ordered to be declared persona non grata by Turkish President Erdogan. The envoys, including the U.S., French, and German representatives in Ankara, issued a statement earlier in the week calling for a resolution to the case of the man being held in prison since 2017, despite not having been convicted of a crime. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. It's going to be a big day. I guess there's a lot going on today. For example, if you want to know something a little bit different, you just know that the President of the United States will make remarks on his Build Back Better plan in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he's probably going to tell about corn pop. Is it possible to go back to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and not talk about corn pop? Because he's got the most bizarre stories. No wonder he doesn't talk to the press. Almost every single time he gets himself in trouble. And one thing he's making clear is his whole plan is not going to be the plan that he promised of the $3.5 trillion.
Corn pop was a bad dude.
Right. So he's going back to the place that he was born in, but moved out of because his dad lost his job. He says the same story every day for 50 years. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, the top Democratic priority that appears to be out is a provision that would have made community college tuition free for everybody. Another proposal that is most likely going to take a hit is guaranteed paid family leave, which could get reduced from a proposed 12 weeks to, let's say, as low as 4 weeks.
Yep, there you go. There's some wrangling going on. Hail Mary huddle. The Biden people are getting together with the Dems only, and they're trying to work things out between Bernie Sanders, the socialist, and Manchin, the so-called moderate. I believe by the end of the week they'll have something. I'll bring you the details.
Number two.
A vocal group of first responders are strongly pushing back against vaccine mandates. We've seen protests in Los Angeles, where today is the tentative deadline for city workers. While across the country, some law enforcement officers and firefighters are choosing to resign rather than get the vaccine.
Mandate mania and COVID-19. More are now losing their jobs than their lives over the virus, creating hate, anger, and angst in law enforcement, military forces, private companies across the board. It's unacceptable and unnecessary.
Number one.
You believe we have a crisis at the southern border, yes or no?
Does it really matter whether we call it a major challenge, a crisis, a big problem?
Are you saying there's not a crisis at the border?
Senator, I don't think there...
You'll never hear a more astounding give and take, making it worse. The new Border Patrol chief, if confirmed, not only can't fix the border, he does not want to and doesn't see it as broken. The problem for him and Joe Biden, almost everyone in America knows it is broken, it is wide open, and the illegals are flooding in and maybe to a city near you. So we're going to talk to Martha McCallum shortly, but let's just go over this now. This numbers came out this morning. It's unfortunate for Democrats because they have this guy, Chris Magnus. He's up as CBP nominee to replace Rodney Scott, who is so upset about the ridiculous, ineffective policies of the Biden administration, which basically lets the whole world in. He left. Chris Magnus does not see a problem as four sanctuary cities. But listen to this give and take. And listen to what he doesn't say. First, what he doesn't say to John Cornyn. Cut two.
Would you agree with me that a policy of non-enforcement is a pull factor which is encouraging more illegal immigration?
I think that there are many factors that contribute to this.
Is that one of them?
It is certainly one part of it.
Many factors that contribute to it. No enforcement at the border. It is the primary factor. So... is there a problem with no remain in Mexico? 1.7 million, the second highest total in the history of this country, the largest influx since 1986. Do you see that as a problem? Senator Todd Young engages. Cut one.
You believe we have a crisis at the southern border, yes or no?
Does it really matter whether we call it a major challenge, a crisis, a big problem? No one... believes there is greater urgency to this matter than I do.
Are you saying there's not a crisis at the border?
Senator, I don't think there...
Is there a crisis or is there not a crisis at the border?
Senator, I would say that my highest priority is going...
Is there a crisis at the border?
Senator, what I'm certainly trying to convey is how serious I take what's happening at the border.
It's all because they lost Georgia. I mean, Republicans really had a good election. The Trump got 75 million votes, more than anybody else. The House was supposed to be just a wash. Instead, they almost took it. They're four seats away. And then in the Senate, they were going to hold on. Purdue had 49% of the vote, or else it wouldn't be a problem. No Republican would ever vote for this guy. A Democrat with a conscience would never vote for this guy. But he won't even admit there's an issue. And now, over the last 2 days, we had the New York Post post a story showing that the illegals are being flown around to various cities and small airports at odd times to stay away from the limelight as kids are poured into economically distressed areas inside America without telling a governor or a mayor. It's unbelievable. Without the financing for these schools, think about English as a second language classes. They now have almost doubled in size on Long Island. They say 2,400 illegals have been dumped into our school system. They might be the best kids in the world, but that's not how you do things. You can't do it that way. It's as if you're saying there are no rules. So when Jen Psaki was asked about this, her smugness was so alarming. The New York Post did a follow-up, but in terms of what she said is basically, what are you so afraid of when it comes to illegals? Nobody's afraid of anything. It's just a matter of being right or wrong. And when it comes to illegal aliens, you should tell us who's coming in and out. The New York Post covers, it's not funny. The Post says, this is what Dems now are doing. There's no way to describe how little the Biden administration and Democrats in general think of the American people. It's our legal responsibility to safely care for unaccompanied children, they said. They can swiftly unify with their parents or vetted sponsor as part of the unification process. Number one, the vetted sponsor are doing it to get money. The families, they're hardly doing a forensic discovery situation to find out if they belong to these people. And how soon do they send for their parents? And how many more are going to be paying for human traffickers to the cartels to bring them to this perilous ground where so many of them are abused, the numbers are in quadruple figures. When you allow this to happen, that's what happens. And the New York Post is doing some incredible work. And what Ted Cruz has done is kind of interesting. He says, I have an idea. Why don't we put some of these illegal aliens and these kids, if they're so desirable, Why don't they go into Beverly Hills or New York City? Or better yet, some other places. Cut 7.
And so there's a reason why you're seeing flights at 2:30 in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, because they want to hide it, and they're counting on the corrupt corporate media to be complicit in covering it up. And it's why I introduced the bill you just referenced. It's called the Stop the Surge Act, and it's very simple. All it does is it creates 13 new ports of entry. So right now, those 2 million illegal aliens, most of them are coming to the state of Texas, my home state. I said, well, look, if it's okay, if you're fine with 2 million illegal immigrants, let's send them to where you like to hang out.
Martha's Vineyard? Why not? Beverly Hills? Open up your doors. You got plenty. Look at the size of those houses. 1-866-408-7669. I'll invite Martha McCallum in. Shortly, I do want to bring up something when it comes to the coronavirus and these vaccine mandates and what it means. It means that in New York City, over the last few hours, they've decided to mandate every city employee, cops and firefighters included, they have to get the shot. Now, in the medical community, they've lost about 10% of their personnel. Hundreds of people were told you're fired and you can't get unemployment insurance, which I'm not too sure is illegal. You're fired and you can't get unemployment insurance unless you get a vaccine. To me, that sounds like the Soviet Union. With cases down 22%, with deaths down 14%, with the South the lowest it's been in over a year, only northern Minnesota has ticked up. Vaccines for 12 and up, 77% of Americans had one shot, 67% have full shots. You can't really get a shot if you're under 12. 84% have fully vaccinated. We're at herd immunity when you factor in natural immunity. This should not be an issue. Instead, the mandates are cascading down. In California school districts, you know the parents and children had a walkout. We know that they are extremely upset. We know the Colorado teachers are taping masks on middle school children. There's pictures now online. You see that. Fox 21 had that story. More stories. Boeing International, Raytheon are all mandating that their contractors all have to get this shot. GE and Union Pacific as well. General Electric orders all 56,000 employees to do this. They're going to lose thousands of employees. We'll see. We know what's happening in Oregon. 988 employees, 190 approved vaccine exemptions, 89 exemption requests, 11 placed on administrative leave, 4 have resigned. They're done with their careers. We'll see if that number changes. In Washington State, 127 Washington State Patrol employees lost their jobs. They showed up and said, I quit. 74 were commissioned officers, 67 troopers, 6 sergeants, and 1 captain. You mandate, so you take a depleted unit who are dispirited because they get no support, and then you tell them they got to get vaccinated when they've been working for 2 years. Many have had the natural immunity. Now you care about them? Bad situation. Now they're going to demand boosters. Then they're going to demand brand new shots. Then they're going to say we got Legionnaire's disease. We got to get vaccinated from that. Whooping cough. We got to make sure about that. We're going to be sitting there finding out what we got to be mandated to keep our job. Is that the America you want to live in? Martha McCallum comes in next. We'll talk about that. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Voters typically look for certain characteristics in their president, like competence, compassion, strong leadership. It's been nearly a year since the election, so we checked in to see how President Biden is doing on these traits. Spoiler alert, views split. And like on job approval, he's lost some ground. The president's best rating is on empathy. When asked on our Fox News survey if he cares about people like you, voters say yes. By a 4-point margin. That's down from a 15-point margin last year. They think Biden is honest and trustworthy by a 2-point margin. That was 6 points. And by 1 point, they believe he has the mental soundness to serve. He was up by 4 points a year ago. His lowest marks are on being a strong leader. A majority now says no. He's in negative territory on this trait by 8 points. Last October, he was in positive territory by 4. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis and a look at new releases streaming this week.
Welcome to the Blumhouse introduces the first installment of this horror anthology series.
In The Manor, Barbara Hershey stars as a woman who moves into a nursing home after having a stroke and then she realizes that something supernatural is afoot. And then in Madres, we have a Mexican-American couple who are expecting their first child, and they relocate to a farming community in the 1970s in California. And then the wife begins to experience some really strange symptoms and terrifying visions.
And also on Amazon Prime, the documentary Justin Bieber, Our World.
This delves into Justin Bieber's life, and it documents his life leading up to what actually became his first full concert that he put on in 3 years, the New Year's Eve show of 2020, which was really the last time everything felt normal around the world.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I want to raise the minimum wage. I want paid sick days. I want family medical leave. Glenn Youngkin is against every one of those. He has a Donald Trump right-wing agenda. He will ban abortions. Your viewers should be very clear on this. He wants to ban abortions here in Virginia. He says election integrity is the number one issue. No, it isn't. Healthcare, COVID, education, job creation.
All right, Nick, we're already over
now. Okay. All right, we're over.
Thank you.
Hey, I gave you extra time. Come on, man. You should have asked better questions early on. I mean, you should have asked questions your viewers care about.
Well, we did.
So Terry McAuliffe, we watched him blister back at a sheriff. They'd asked him questions about the funding the police stuff that he's talked about in the past. Then we watch him blow off a reporter and yell at him saying, you're putting me in danger, you're not wearing a mask. And now we see that give and take. Evidently, they talked to both candidates for about 20 minutes. He cut it off after 10. He didn't like the series of questions, obviously. He must be really worried. This is an experienced politician supposed to walk over the Republican and get four more years as Virginia governor. And it's not happening. At the very least, it's within single digits to the point where they got to bring in Barack Obama. Martha McCallum's with me now, host of The Story at 3 o'clock. On Election Day, she'll be covering the Virginia race especially. That's the marquee race in an off-year election. Martha, what's your take on this?
Well, you know, I think if you're Terry McAuliffe, you're not loving that tape. It makes you look exasperated, a little bit nervous. I think all of those things are probably true, given how close the polling is. I think it's a little bit, you know, I'm pretty sure that they pretty much had wrapped up the interview when he sort of lost his temper. It's not like he ripped off his mic and walked off in the middle of an interview, just to be clear. But, you know, what I find really interesting is the beginning part of that. And that was the talking points that he was really focused on all day yesterday in a few interviews. I'm going to raise the minimum wage. I'm going to make sure you can stay home, you know, if you need to from work and get paid for it. This is the argument that's being had in the country, right? This is what's coming from this $3.5 trillion proposed bill. The idea that there's a large portion or a majority of the country that wants the government to expand, to pay them to stay home, to pay them more money, all of these things, is something that we're seeing not bearing out in the polls. In fact, people want the government out of their lives. They want the government to be smaller. A majority.
That
now, you've still got 40-something percent who want to see more government expansion. But I just find it really interesting. And when you look at what's happening to the independent support for the president and these ideas, 28% in the Quinnipiac poll support among independents. That's a big number. It's a low number.
It's a low number,
it's been going down dramatically over the past few months. It was just 36% in the last poll. So this is something I think as a politician, Democrats need to pay a lot of attention to. They're hammering all this free stuff idea really, really hard. Abortion is the other issue that Terry McAuliffe has decided is the thing that's going to save him here. So we'll see what happens.
Lower your expectations. The Washington Post said everyone should. Yeah. You don't expect things to be on the shelves. Don't expect things at the time. We've had it too good for too long.
Who wants to live in a country that is the message? Lower your expectations. This idea, too, since you touched on it, this supply chain issue, this is not about treadmills. Has anyone talked to a small business owner lately? They can't get the stuff they need to make the products that they make, whether it's construction or, you know, food or anything. They can't get the things that they need. So they are getting squeezed in their margins. They can't get their stuff out the door because the supply chain is broken. So this is not about rich people. This is not about your treadmill. Wake up. Wake up. The wheels of the economy are gummed up, and it's going to be a huge problem for everybody.
And for the record, you're not telling me to wake up. You're telling
Wake up, Brian. I know you're awake because I see you at ungodly hour in the morning, so I know you're awake, my friend.
So to back up what you're saying about this $3.5 trillion package, which is going to be considerably less, the CNN poll said, what about this?
Which is still a ton of money, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
We're still talking about trillions of dollars. Look up the zeros, just for fun.
Yeah, and I'm going to break that down in a second. But the CNN poll said, about this bill, if it passes, 3.5, what will it do? 25% said it'll make me better off. 32% say worse off. 43% say same. So nobody's excited about this 3.5. And the thing is, they've turned their back on Republicans and the country. They're doing it themselves. They're not out there selling this. I mean, I think Joe Biden's got to say something today that's ridiculous, and I'll go over to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and pretend to be a tough guy and pro-union and give a speech that he'll squint his way through. But here's what's happening. It looks like Joe Manchin and Bernie Sanders, after squabbling via from far away, Bernie Sanders had a great idea. Let's write an editorial in the West Virginia newspaper to put pressure on Joe Manchin. Yeah, an independent socialist is going to put pressure on a bright red state that Donald Trump won by 45 points. And then they decide to talk for the last few days. Evidently, the president says the bill looks like between 1.7 and 1.9. Free community college is now out. Child tax credit is now 1 year, not extended. Elder care and disabled money is not $400 billion, it's $250 billion. Paid benefits, they're down to 4 weeks instead of 12 weeks. paid benefit leave. Medicare expansion looks like it's going to happen with death and with dental and vision. And the president wants to keep free pre-K, and that's $300 billion investment in climate change instead of considerably more. This is roughly what they're wrestling with now to try to get Manchin and Sinema aboard, and then hope the moderates in the House do so too.
Well, let me say one thing. Thank you, Brian, for laying out what we think is in the package now, because nobody else is doing it, right? People hear these numbers tossed around. Oh, well, I hope it's not 3.5. I hope it's closer to 1.9. Come on. What are we talking about here specifically? What is in it? This is what the president should be explaining to the American people. He should be coming out and saying, look, I know you've been hearing a lot of large numbers, right? I want you to understand what matters to me in this bill. I'm not sure if we're going to get it at this point, but here's where I am. These are the things I care about. These are the things that I asked them to cut back on in order to get something passed. Where is President Biden? What is he doing? Why isn't he articulating where he stands? Now, I understand that when you lay yourself out there, you have the problem that if it doesn't pass, it looks like it was...
You lost.
You lost. But you know what? So what? I mean, at this point, I think that he would be served better with those independent voters if at least he put his name on it and said, look, here's what I care about. These are the things I really want. I'm hoping that I can pull together a coalition that will get this thing passed. I think people would perceive that in a strong way, actually.
I do. I didn't discuss paid for. Evidently, they're not close there. Raising the corporate tax rate, looking at everybody's bank account to over $600, all this snooping thing.
$10,000 now.
Now it's up to $10,000.
Doesn't make a difference. It's the same people who get looked at.
And the IRS gets a lot more money. That's what I want. I was just hoping the IRS would be more powerful. They're doing such a great job. And they're always so supportive.
Where's Lois Lerner when you meet her?
Yeah, I know.
News celebrates 25 years.
I'm John Scott, and I was there the day Fox launched 25 years ago. I'd worked at other networks, and I knew the reputation of the people who were starting this thing, and I thought it was worth a chance.
I'm John Scott.
Television news is kind of a single person's game. The hours are horrible. There's a lot of travel. It's tough to have a family and work in TV news. But I already had a family. 11 months after we launched, our fourth child was born. I like to think that she was the first official Fox News baby. I used to bring my kids into the newsroom and into the studios, and my youngest was this chubby little baby. And now that little kid is all grown up. You know, 25 years, we were the little engine that could. We felt like we had a mission, and we wanted to make it work.
Hashtag Fox News 25. Fox News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Eric Schahn, and I've been at Fox News for more than 25 years. In 1995, I heard that we're going to start a cable channel. And I was like, man, this is exactly what I was hoping for.
Boring spreadsheets and financials.
We were scrappy. It was always us against the status quo. And we came to this mission as a way of trying to, you know, overturn the apple cart. To be real news people in a way that I don't think the mainstream media told it.
The search and rescue continuing.
I remember when Bill Clinton got into trouble for his fundraising. But I asked President Clinton, are you afraid you're going to be indicted? He looked at me and laughed and go,
you really do work for Fox, don't you?
It was a wonderful moment because it was a question that would be on everybody's mind, but no one would want to ask. It's been an amazing, incredible journey for me personally. And as a broadcast journalist, you can't get any better than that.
Celebrate 25 years with America's News Channel. Hashtag Fox News 25.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York, have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Grim Tide, hunting the Long Island serial killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit, reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
U.S. Marines who helped a stranded motorist makes today's Dean's List. Virginia Waller Torres was stuck in her car outside of Arlington National Cemetery during a flash flood event when a bus pulled over and six Marines jumped out to help. She recorded the video of the rescue and posted it to social media. You can hear her say in the background, "Marine power, the most American thing ever." Corporal Mitchell Witowitz was one of the Marines who jumped in to help and says if there's anybody that will save the day, it's them. Virginia says the rescue affected her emotionally because her grandfather, who was buried at Arlington, was a World War II veteran, and her father served with the Navy during the Persian Gulf War. She says it was something so different, something I can't explain in words. I'm so grateful. The Marines who helped remain humble and say that lending a hand was the right thing to do. And they say if people can reciprocate that, I think our country is headed in a good direction. Thank you to the Marines who helped rescue Virginia. You are what make this country great. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We hope that we don't have to challenge this in court, but if we have to, then that's absolutely what we'll do in order to protect these elite warriors. You know, and right now, they're supposed to be fighting for our nation, and right now, they're fighting for their careers and for their livelihoods because the Navy is essentially forced them to choose between their faith and serving their nation, and nobody should ever have to submit to an ideological litmus test like this.
So that is Mike Berry last night with Tucker talking about the Navy forcing Navy SEALs to quit because they don't have a vaccine. Some because of their faith, some because of natural immunity, some have make personal decisions. But we invest on the most part, if you want to be really callous, $500,000 in training these elite fighters. We ask them to do things more than any other unit because everything's special ops taking down the terror threat below the wire that we can't see. No longer sending in regiments to fight these wars. And now we're going to tell them to go quit. Martha McCallum's here. Martha, we're just talking about these mandates. So hours ago, New York came out with their mandate to the firefighters, to all city workers, that includes firefighters and cops, get vaccinated by a certain date in a few weeks or lose your job, no unemployment benefits. Nationally, we're going to lose tens of thousands of our military men and women because they don't want to get vaccinated. Are we ready for this?
Yeah. I mean, a couple of things. One thing that I always say on this issue is that all you need to do is provide people alternatives. You need to give them a testing option if they would rather be tested, or you need to recognize immunity from having had COVID. Okay. So if those two things were in the mix here, I think you'd have a very different discussion going on.
Absolutely.
If you said you need to have one of these three, right? You'd have a very different discussion. The other thing that really strikes me in this whole argument is we remember covering the defund the police movements around the nation, right?
Yeah.
And the pushback to that idea, which is understandable. But essentially what you've had between the defund the police movement and the mandatory vaccination program, which, as you point out, is undercutting our strength in the military and in law enforcement all across the country.
And dividing the country.
So you have defunded the police, right? In the end, what you're getting is a smaller police force, smaller law enforcement, smaller military footprint, because the people who do these jobs are either resigned in the first round because they didn't like being demoralized, or in the second round because they didn't like being told that they had to have an injection that they didn't want to have because maybe they had COVID or maybe they would rather be tested. None of those things were given to them in options in most cases. In some cases, they were. So here you go. So now you've got what was the goal of some people, which was to defang, I would say, law enforcement and the military, and it's working.
So even if you are pro-vaccination, you're angry at the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are angry that restaurants are telling them, give me, show me your card, you're out. And then everybody's angry that the cops are walking into restaurants and checking on restaurants by asking patrons, in some cases, do you have a vaccination card? Did they ask you for a vaccination? Do you have ID with that? Really? I'm paying someone at Applebee's $5 an hour who's working on tips now to ask adults twice their age, can you show me your vaccination card? And can I have ID to prove that you... That's not what they got into business to do. So you are creating a vaccinated, unvaccinated. No, not just seeing it in... And by the way, I doubt there's just one hockey player with a phony card. You're going to tell me that every basketball player got vaccinated except Kyrie Irving and a guy in the Magic? So I doubt it. So now you're creating a situation where, okay, get vaccinated. Fine. Get Johnson & Johnson 1, 2 shot. All right, fine. I need a booster? Oh, the durability of the vaccine only goes 9 months. Okay, yeah, you need a booster. All right. I'm not going to get a booster. Oh, you're not going to get a booster? Then I don't consider you vaccinated. Oh, the durability is 12 months. You need to go to get vaccinated again. Excuse me. I just got vaccinated. No, you get vaccinated again. Yes. Now, there's Legionnaire's disease right by my house. The Legionnaire's disease spreads by surfaces. Evidently, you're wiped out for a week or two. Are we going to have to get a vaccination for Legionnaire's disease? In my daughter's school, there was a virus, a gastrovirus. The whole school was getting it. You can get it from surfaces. What if they said you got to get a vaccine for that? Where does this end? We're getting multiple vaccines. The measles is 25 years. This looks like it's one. So now we're going to be scrambling for boosters to be able to go to a movie or a concert? And are we comfortable with that? Joe Biden's going to tell me what I have to do with myself on my health, not the once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, which he's not even curious about where it came from. And I just want to factor, not to complicate it too much, the same administration that doesn't check the status of the 1.7 million illegals coming in our border.
That's so hypocritical, right? I left the country for a vacation for the first time, right, since all this started. To come back, you have to get tested. You have to have the document that shows that you're negative. You've got to show it at the airport. You've got to show it at customs, right? Yes, I've been vaccinated, and I believe in... People should be vaccinated. More than anything, I think that everyone should go on their doctor's advice based on their own medical profile, what works for you. You know, you need two or maybe you need a booster or whatever, depending on your medical profile. But it was a little bit – I was nervous because, you know, we couldn't get the test to come up, you know, that we had taken on the phone. And, you know, you're standing online. And so finally, like, you get it, you know, logged in correctly. You can see the test. Okay, like, my heart's pounding. Are we going to be able to get home? Right? Meanwhile, you can just come across the border.
Yep.
1.7 million people, and there's like some testing going on, some not testing. I just want to know, why is the rule different depending on which border you enter? Why, when I come through the New York airport, is there one rule? And if you come in the southern border, there's a completely different rule. I would love for the White House to explain why that is.
Yeah, one's illegal. The new Border Patrol agent that they have is doesn't see it as a crisis. 1.7 million coming through, the drugs and everything else that's happening. Doesn't see it as a crisis. Here is Robert LeMay, Washington State trooper. He's out of a job in Washington State. So is the Washington State football coach and his four assistants that just got recruited from the University of Hawaii. They're trying to build something there, out because of the vaccine. Cut 12.
I'd say the same for us. What about all the homeless people they've allowed on the roadways to walk around and just do crazy things and violence? I don't see them wearing masks or getting vaccinated. It's ridiculous. It's a control thing. I mean, Jansley is a big opponent of this, as everybody knows. Same thing. I mean, we tried religious exemptions. We tried everything legally we could possibly do. They even fired our senior chaplain. His only job is to pray and help people, and they fired him.
So you see what's happening? So even if the polls say 6 out of 10 Americans want these mandates, there's other great Americans who don't. Do we really need something else to divide the country? I thought you're going to blame Donald Trump for this?
Well, I'll just go back to what I said before. I think all Americans want, those 4 out of 10, is they want options. They want to be able to say, yes, if I want to go to that restaurant, I'm going to show that I have an antibody card because I had COVID, or I just, you know, got my vaccine recently, or I've been tested recently. You have to provide people with options, because some people aren't comfortable with option A. They should be able to use option B or option C. And it's the manipulative nature of it and the firing of people for not sort of getting in line that I think just sits so uncomfortably for so many Americans.
And me included. And I just don't understand. I don't understand also that we're not drilling down on the breakthrough cases and how this spreads. No one ever talks about that. Can vaccinated people get it and spread it? Yes, fine. If vaccinated people can get it and spread it at the same rate that unvaccinated people can get it and spread it, we know that vaccinated people can get it and spread it. So if you're worried about that, it's just that vaccinated people will have very mild symptoms, according to reports, then what is the big deal? If I'm unvaccinated, I'll pay a steeper price. I mean, Colonel West was just on with us. Colonel West said, I'm not vaccinated, my wife is. We both got sick, we both got hospitalized, we both got out at the same time. So now they both got antibodies, and one is antibodies, one's got that in addition. So I have huge problems with what's going on with the CDC, huge problems with the fact that the president gives his presser about boosters when nobody in the FDA, they have two people at the FDA so upset, they quit. And then he has no follow-up to it at all, and the science didn't back it up. It took 2 weeks for the science to back it up. Why did he do that? Because he was in the middle of the Kabul disaster, and he was looking to change the subject.
Again, I would just say, you know, I mean, there are people who a booster is recommended for, but this kind of advice should be coming from your doctor, a doctor that you trust. If you want to get a second opinion, get a second opinion. And that should be the guiding force in the country. People's individual doctors who understand their medical profile, not a sort of mass blanket proclamation that is going to fit you. One size doesn't fit all.
Right. I want to take a time out, come back. I want to talk about the supply chain. You all, it's another area of expertise, your business. But would you mind, you might not want to, and I didn't clear this ahead of time. Do you want to tell us who's on your show at 3?
Maybe. After the break.
Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
She thought her life was in danger.
How one mystery became a mass grave.
We found another set of remains, a third set of remains, and a fourth set of remains.
Is there a serial killer on the loose?
The beautiful beaches of Long Island, New York, have become the latest backdrop in a murder mystery.
Grim Tide, Hunting the Long Island Serial Killer. There's two ways to solve the mystery. Listen to the podcast now on Fox News Podcasts and watch on Fox Nation. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Fox News celebrates 25 years.
My name is Pete Hegseth, and I have been with Fox News for 7 years. One of my first assignments on the Fox and Friends team was to do Breakfast with Friends. And when they first asked me to do it, I'll be honest, I didn't really get it. This is Gene and Ray. They have breakfast here every morning together. Pretty soon I'm in the back flipping pancakes. And every time I'm flipping a pancake, or I'm eating a pancake, or I'm trying the local special.
Pancake Pete Hegseth is live.
And it only took once or twice.
Kelly, who hasn't voted yet, but you're going to.
And I had sincere interest in hearing about which way they were going to vote.
A lot of voters and a lot of urgency.
Sir, I want to ask you a quick question.
I quickly realized it was a lot more than that, and it was an amazing window into the minds and hearts of so many Americans whose voices had not been represented for a very long time. And it was a blessing and a life changer for me.
Hashtag Fox News 25.
This is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You did make an eye-opening revelation about an interview you did with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You decided to leave out newsworthy comments that she made on the subject of kneeling during the national anthem.
Yeah.
How did you justify that? It violates a cardinal rule of journalism.
Well, I think what people don't realize is we make editorial decisions like that all the time. And I chose to talk about this and put it in the book for a discussion. I mentioned that it was a conundrum that I asked Justice Ginsburg about Colin Kaepernick and taking a knee and how she felt about that. And I did include the fact that she said it was dumb and disrespectful. It was stupid and arrogant, and quite a bit of what she said.
So Katie Couric wrote this book I have not read. She says the publicists, her publicists, are taking it way out of context, and the media is running with it. Martha McCallum here. Martha, from what we know of the book, okay, I don't know if you're going to read it. Why would anyone do this? I don't care how much, you know, in 3 months, let's say she's a bestseller for 3 months, number one.
Right.
Then what? She alienates people, reveals things that maybe people didn't need to know. It seems like she's exposing for no reason stuff that I don't see why she's putting this out. Do you?
Oh, okay. Well, that I thought you were going to ask me about that exchange. I'm curious what you thought about that exchange, because I thought, whoa. I mean, I doubt she expected to walk onto the set of the Today Show and you know, sort of be,
oh, okay, yeah,
you know, dressed down about what she didn't include in the Ruth Bader Ginsburg interview. I thought maybe I had tripped into like an episode of The Morning Show for a moment there.
Right. You mean the series, yes, on Apple Plus?
Yes. I was like, whoa, that Katie wasn't expecting that. I, you know what? I'm going to hold my, I want to read the book because I think it's a memoir.
Will you?
I will. I think it's a memoir about a very long career that was very successful, and I think it's probably true. I would imagine that the publicist is trying to sell the book and has put out some of the more sort of things that,
you know,
perhaps out of
context. Do you think for a second they put it out without her knowing it?
Yeah, no, probably not. But I think they probably said, you know, we're gonna let some of this stuff out that's kind of spicy and hope that it gins up attention for the book. And everybody always loves to hear that, like, Diane Sawyer and Katie Couric hated each other, right? And so that's gonna, you know, juice up sales. But, you know, I think all these relationships are quite interesting and nuanced in our business. I think we probably all think it's a lot more interesting than most people in America. I think most people in America are going to say that they'd love to hear a little bit about her career. I think they will also be interested in what she says about Matt Lauer. So I think it's a little overblown, to be honest with you. But I thought that interview was interesting.
Well, but, you know, she did. See, if that came out of nowhere, but she wrote that. Like, that was an excerpt out of the book. It's like, I edited it out because I wanted to protect her.
Right.
And I don't know if I made the right decision. Of course you didn't make the right decision. Your big story, the sitting Supreme Court justice, as liberal gets, called out Colin Kaepernick. What I would think about a decision, you let it go. I mean, think about this. If you want to protect...
But she's saying, I put the strongest language that Ruth Bader Ginsburg used into the interview and made clear that she was condemning his behavior. I didn't use another section of it. And she said, and I thought about it afterwards. So this is the editorial process that plays out. And maybe it was a mistake, she said, not to include that. So she's sort of letting the reader in to the process and how she edited it and how she thought about it. You know, I think you have to kind of take that at face value.
But she kind of mixed
it in.
One thing
if you totally mischaracterized what she said, but it doesn't sound, and I need to look at the whole thing.
But she mixed it in with the burning of the flag. And I'm like, well, everyone, you know, a burning of the flag, I guess you can have that legal issue, mm-hmm. and that's in every law school in the country. But if she just let that go, that would have been the headline everywhere. Ruth Bader Ginsburg called out Colin Kaepernick, and then the Republicans would have been like, okay, how about it, guys?
Right.
Yeah, go call her out. We'll see about that. Now, you promised when we left that you'd eventually possibly tell me what's on your show.
So I'm actually really looking forward to speaking with Ray LaHood, the former transportation secretary, today, because I think a lot of people have rightfully asked what Pete Buttigieg has been doing as transportation secretary while all of these containers are stacked up in an unprecedented way.
It's good news.
Off of the coast of California. When, you know, so I'm going to talk to the transportation secretary, the former one, about exactly what is the responsibility of the job, because the ports actually does fall under the description of what the oversight of the cabinet secretary who oversees transportation, and what could be happening. I see this as a huge missed opportunity for Pete Buttigieg. It's like, what do you want to do in your future, right? Do you want to run again? What if you're the guy who sort of, you know, wrangled help?
Absolutely.
It went down there and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in the National Guard for the next 3 weeks. We're going to get transportation moving. We're going to get these chassis that they need for the trucks. I'm going to oversee this personally. We're going to make sure. We're going to show you. This is an administration that believes that government should play a larger role in your lives, except when it's an opportunity for government to play a larger role in something like this, which I think is probably an appropriate role for government to step in and say, we need to
Absolutely.
Help out with the resources we have, which are military. We could help move these things along. And yet they don't want to touch it. So why is it government laissez-faire when it comes to this? And yet, you know, with vaccine mandates and the rest, it's the exact opposite.
Listen to this tone. Cut 23.
It was clear in March of 2020 when COVID hit that the supply chains across the world had been disrupted. Even as the sort of work to fight back against COVID proceeded, it was crystal clear that things were not improving on supply chain. People couldn't get dishwashers and furniture and treadmills delivered on time, not to mention all sorts of other things. So why is it...
The tragedy of the treadmill that's delayed.
Right.
Has she spoken with anyone who owns a business in this country? I'm asking that in a sincere way because I have. And they will tell you that they don't have any of their supplies. You know, if you make candles, right, you can't get wax. You can't get whatever it is, right? Whatever the thing that you make is, you can't get the stuff that you need to make it. So you have all these orders coming in, and you have to email your customers and say, we don't have it. I'm sorry, but we can't fill that order. That this is a massive gumming up of the works of the United States economy in a way that and to laugh at to say that it's like, oh, the tragedy of the treadmill.
She keeps saying
but
stuff
you
like
need
this.
To talk to people. They need to like bring in a bunch of business owners to the White House and say, you know, let's talk about listening session. Do it.
Absolutely.
Have them tell you what's going on because then you will understand what it
is. They brought in those CEOs.
And talk about inflation. It's going to drive all these prices even higher.
And Martha, they brought in the CEOs 2 weeks ago or last week, and they basically come up with, we're going to get one port working 24 hours a day. Wait a second. What else did they say? UPS, head of FedEx? All these people are sitting there. What else did they tell you? And to your point, I thought Kamala Harris, people say, oh my goodness, Joe Biden setting her up to fail by giving her the border. I thought that was an opportunity. Taking
Absolutely.
An impossible situation.
Where's
Kamala Harris back in Bolivia? Where's Kamala Harris back in not Venezuela, but back in Central America, looking at the situation in Haiti? It's destabilizing, meeting with the foreign minister of Panama after those statements. And people love hustle.
Absolutely.
People love hustle. and trying
and
to do
just,
things.
And once again, the hypocrisy of an administration that says that government should do more,
yeah.
and yet when given the opportunity at the border and at and off right. the coast of Los Angeles, they're like, we're doing listening sessions and we're bringing in stakeholders and having them talk to each other.
I don't want to tell you what to do with your career, but I see an editorial on FoxNews.com.
Okay, all I'll right. work on it.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Get Upside Gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Get Upside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PARK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PARK for up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code PARK.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness, but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.